Jim Davis Show. Call or text the team line at 970-242-1340 on Colorado's sports leader, The Team.
Rise and shine, welcome in. Good morning, Jim Davis, along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. Thanks for starting your day with us. Plenty of JUCO conversation today. Mark Reardon, coach of Iowa Western, will join us. Chipotle coach Jeff Johnson at 9:40, Mark Reardon at 7:20. Both those teams back into the Junior College World Series. Chipotle looking to win three in a row. Iowa Western looking to get their fourth win ever in the Junior College World Series. 19 times for the Reavers.
Both looking for number four.
Yeah, both looking for their fourth title.
San Jack, Middle Georgia, Mesa? Is that the only teams with four?
I believe you're correct. I'd have to go look that up, but I believe that sounds accurate.
I'm on it.
And of course, San Jack, five right. All time, the most wins at the Junior College Baseball World Series. But Jeff and Mark, their programs, they're within...
You're closing in on them.
Closing the gap against Wayne Graham and San Jacinto. So we'll talk with both of those coaches today. Of course, our coverage starts at 8:20 on Saturday morning. And the first one should be a really good one. Walter State, Tennessee, last year's runner-up against Cali College of Kansas. Dave Burrows, he's won a couple of titles. David Shelton was on the staff when Ken Campbell and the Senators won their only title. And, of course, that should be a great game to start out the Junior College World Series. And let's hope. Sounds like the weather's going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And as Kenny Johnson mentioned, who's, of course, Kenny's in charge of the kids' clinic, that is tomorrow night, once again, 5:30, rain or shine over to Plesio.
Yep.
That the weather's supposed to, well, not great today, probably won't be great tomorrow, hopefully looking better Friday, Saturday, into the weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and the start of the Junior College World Series.
So I have a correction already.
Okay.
Just 90 seconds into the show. The three in a row is San Jack and Mesa, Arizona.
Okay.
That's what Chipotle is going for.
The three in a row.
Yes. Four championships is San Jack, Middle Georgia, and Yavapai.
Oh, okay.
I had the state right.
Yavapai right state, wrong program.
Got their fourth 3 years ago. So those are the three teams with four.
And you could very well see
another team on that list.
Possibly Chipotle, possibly Iowa Western joining that list.
And Middle Georgia's not tracking down San Jack anytime soon, being a four-year school now.
Yep. They moved on?
All the Georgia schools, except for, what, Gordon and a couple more, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Gordon, they're...
They're all trying to get them all four-year.
I think the majority, there's basically junior college baseball in Georgia's gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
They have made the move to go to being four-year programs in the state. So, yeah, at some point, we're not going to see anybody from Georgia because I'm sure Gordon State will eventually mm-hmm. make that jump as well. And the state of Georgia, which, you know, Middle Georgia, Robert Sapp,
yeah,
their longtime coach, they were always coming here and vying for national championships, that the days of Georgia playing in this series definitely numbered. All right, 706, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. Text or call us, 970-242-1340. So Iowa Western coach Mark Reardon coming up in just a little bit. Rockies get the win last night at Pittsburgh. Excuse me, I wish it would have been Philadelphia.
Right.
But I'll take Pittsburgh, though, too. The win against Pittsburgh last night, Marquez was great. We'll talk about Ermon Marquez and what he did last night, being the losing streak stopper, which is what they needed him to do last night, and that's what he did. As the Rockies blank the Pirates, we'll talk about that today. Also, Tim Connelly spoke with the media after turning down the Washington Wizards' offer to run their basketball operation. He had some thoughts about Paul Millsap. We'll get into that as well. Also, the latest from OTAs to the Broncos. I got a clip of Sua Cravens talking about the comparison this year with Vic Fangio and his staff to last year with Vance Joseph.
Oh, this is going to be good.
We'll save that for 8 o'clock for you to hear what Sua Cravens has to say. And others have made comments, Brandon Marshall, now with the Raiders, making comments about the coaching staff under Vance Joseph the last couple of years.
And you know that with the new staff still in place, Sua Cravens is not going to be, well, you know, I kind of wish we had Vance Joseph's camp going on here. So it kind of have an interesting idea of where these comments are going to go.
Well, also for Sua Cravens, he was a healthy scratch at the end of last year, too.
Yeah, so he's probably...
So I don't think his thoughts about Vance Joseph...
He has some opinions.
...are probably going to be very positive.
Probably not.
So we'll have those comments coming up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Also, your chance throughout the morning to win a pair of single-game tickets to the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series and get into our drawing, which is tomorrow. For that Ultimate JUCO fan shopping spree with Mesa Design over at the ballpark. So today's really your last chance to get qualified. I think, are we going to qualify tomorrow
too? I was thinking right now. Are we? You know, show planning meeting on the
air. Yeah, no kidding. Well, let's double check that. You still might have a chance to qualify tomorrow too. We need to finalize that.
Right. We'll talk with promotions and the powers that be.
They did not indicate whether or not we're still qualifying tomorrow.
We'll break out the Ouija board and a seance and the whole deal.
We know today, though.
You
get three shots today to have a chance to win that $200 shopping spree with Mesa Design, the official concessionaire of the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series.
It's cool, which is nice.
If I have a great selection of hats, hoodies, polos, you name it, Corey and the guys have it with Mesa Design over at the ballpark. All right, did you come up with a Q-double question? Because I gave you that task.
I got one that we may not stick with the whole show, but I have one.
Okay.
Has to do with the Western Conference Finals. Well, both of them, really.
Right.
The teams that eliminated the Nuggets and Avalanche both got bounced, so they're not moving on. They're not going to win championships. If you're going to lose, would you rather be eliminated by the eventual champion or see them lose as well?
Doesn't it ring better if you lose to the champion? Hey, at least we
feels bought. A little better, doesn't it?
Yeah, we at least lost to the best team.
Right. Hey, everybody
in
else
our,
did too.
Well, I mean, whether they win the title or that's different. Just they get to the finals.
Yeah. Everybody else in the conference lost to them too. It kind of makes you feel a little better, right?
Yeah, that we're not the only ones.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's way better to lose to the team that goes to the finals,
and
maybe wins the championship and go, well, hey, they won it all. We lost to them, but look who we lost to. That was the team that sent us packing, the best team in the NHL, the best team in the NBA.
Agreed. That's where I'm at.
Or does it sting more? Does it hurt more? They ended up winning it all.
Right.
Those blankety blanks.
The Blues could beat it, but we couldn't.
We, yeah.
You know, kind of one of those deals.
Yeah, or you're frustrated that, wait a minute, that team who maybe you played during the season and had success against or whatever, they beat the team that beat you, and you're going,
What the hell?
What the heck, yeah.
What happened here?
Better to lose to the team that goes to the final, or is it better to lose to a team that...
Do you get a little bit more going. Satisfaction with a, ha, you're gone too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're joining us in and not getting to the
Welcome
finals.
Welcome to golf.
Yeah.
Well, hit the links, boys.
Hit the links, boys.
Yeah. They're not playing any golf today.
No. No. Stay golf, not playing over. Well, they didn't play yesterday.
Got to use the orange
today,
golf ball.
It's pretty iffy for today,
too. Some places
you
got to use the orange golf ball.
Yes. Yeah, no kidding. All right, so a quick question today. I came up with this one. Mayo or Miracle Whip?
See, it's situational. If I had to just pick one, I'm going to go with Miracle Whip.
And I probably would, too. And you're right. I think it is a situational thing. On a sandwich, Miracle Whip is fantastic.
Yeah.
Other stuff, I'm sure Mayo's probably... Maybe better. I don't. I like Miracle Whip. And there's
so
a point, and I'll be honest. Not that long ago, it was mayo all the time, and I'd really forgotten about Miracle Whip.
Mm-hmm.
until Tinda bought some, and I'm like, well, I'll give this a... I haven't had Miracle Whip in a long time. It's like,
hello, old friend.
Hello. Hello there, old friend Miracle Whip. You'll be on my sandwich all the time now.
Now, if there's something that calls for like a recipe where you had to cut the mayo, I'm using Miracle Whip. It just gives it a little bit more flavor.
Yeah.
But like if I get a burger at a restaurant, it's got mayo on it, I'm not turning it back.
Yeah.
I like mayo. I like Miracle Whip better.
Yeah, it's not like I dislike mayonnaise. Right. Typically, when I order a burger, I don't put mayo on it or anything, but...
If it comes with it.
But if it's on there, I'm not...
Yeah.
I'm like you. I'm not going to go, oh, no. Send this back to the chef, sir.
Right. Can you scrape that napkin?
You realize this is just a drive-up, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
This is not some five-star restaurant or something,
What's
okay?
What's the chef?
You mean Kenny?
Yeah.
The junior over at Grand Junction High School that's working in the evenings here at the local BK? Yeah, Chef Kenny will take care of that for you.
Helping out the fam. You know, everybody's got bills.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. Heck, we've been there before.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Where did you work?
Taco Bell.
Oh, sorry, so you worked at Taco Bell.
Deliver pizzas, too.
Yeah, I didn't have much of a fast food career. It was video store rental and working at a liquor store in college.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was the one out at 30 Road.
Oh.
Because my buddy Pat Hambright, his family owned it. And you know which one I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
It was a rough part. Not to knock anybody who lives in that area, but it's a
different part of town.
It can be a rough section of town with some of the people that would frequent.
Clientele.
Yeah, that would frequent the liquor store.
Yes.
Some very, very sketchy human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them hopping off the train tracks that were just...
Yeah.
Just, you know, a hop, skip, and a jump from the liquor store in 30 Road.
The place where you tie the bathroom key to a cinder block.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Gigantic hubcap.
Clag it along. Yep. You should drag it along.
No, I did tacos, deliver pizza, worked at the gas station. Yeah. Whole deal.
You ran the gamut. You did.
I did pretty much everything, and I realized I can't do actual real work, so I do this.
Video store job was the best in the world. Throw a movie in, sit there, wait people come in, pause it, help them, start the movie again. Took in a lot of flicks during that time.
Oh, I'm sure.
A lot of flicks.
That's how you know all these weird early 80s, mid-80s movies.
Yeah, back when video rental stores were a thing.
Right.
Right? Want to clarify, it was not the video store out on 24 Road, okay? It was not
or,
that one.
Or over here at 7th and North?
No, neither one of those. This was an actual... video rental store where you could go and rent Star Wars and stuff like that.
No, so you really don't have
not
to
adult
pause.
Not adult versions of Star Wars, okay?
You don't really have to pause those. There's no plot to keep catch up
no,
on.
No, there's nothing really to probably keep track of there. The plot's pretty straightforward.
How did they get here?
Wait a minute, who's that character? Yeah, there's
that poor lady didn't have any money for the delivery driver.
What is she gonna do now?
How did she get out of this pickle?
Barter? What is she going to barter?
She's going to mow his lawn?
She's going to go wash his car? What's she going to do? Yeah, you never had that with those kind of films.
No suspense.
There's zero suspense. All right, 7:15.
How do we get here? How did we get there already?
I don't know.
We're 15 minutes in.
Just already got there. All right, Jim Lauer with the Buckeye Boy this morning, 7:15. Let's get to...
What's happening?
Get ourselves out of this mess, please, please. Airman Marquez's dominant start helped snap the Rockies' four-game losing streak with a win at Pittsburgh on Tuesday. Marquez struck out 7 and gave up just 3 hits in Colorado's 5-0 win of the Pirates. Trevor Story hit his 11th home run of the season, with Charlie Blackmon going 3-for-5 with a 2-run triple. John Gray gets the start for the Rocks tonight against the Pirates, pregame at 4:25. On the Team Sports Network. Nuggets President of Basketball Operations Tim Connelly isn't going anywhere, and the same is likely for Denver forward Paul Millsap. Connelly met with the media yesterday after he turned down the chance to return to Washington to run the Wizards. Connelly started his career in Washington and has ties to the area. He said his goal is for Millsap to remain a Nugget. The veteran forward is due $30 million next season and would have the highest projected cap number going into 2019-2020. Second day of the Of all the girls' state golf tournaments were snowed at yesterday on the Front Range, and 5A Grand Junction's Brentlin Odell is tied for 20th, with teammate Jenna Greenlee tied with Fruit of Monument's Maddie Mascarenhas in 63rd. The Wildcats' Randa DeCrow is tied for 53rd, and 4A Montrose High's Ashlyn Manuels tied for 21st, with teammate Caroline Burwell tied for 66th for Palisade. McKenna Shaw is tied for 39th, with teammate Katie Norrell tied for 51st, and Kayla Keith tied for 66th. And 3A Rifles' Macy Smith is tied for 4th, with Bears teammate Brianna Say in 46th. Last night, Eastern Conference Finals, NBA. Kyle Lowry scored 25 points. Kawhi Leonard had 19. The Toronto Raptors beat Milwaukee 120-102. That series is now tied up at 2 games apiece. Of course, Golden State lying in wait for the winner of that one in the NBA Finals. And also last night, you had the St. Louis Blues going to the Cup Final for the first time since I was 5 years old. A 5-1 win over San Jose. They will take on the Boston Bruins, who they faced, by the way, back in 1970. So a rematch all these years in the making.
Wasn't that their first year as a team, the Blues?
First or second year, yeah. It was very early on because they were an expansion team, late 60s.
Right.
So, yeah, somewhere around that time. They'd only been in the league a year or two at the most. So that will be your Stanley Cup final, St. Louis Blues taking on the Boston Bruins.
It was their very first year. They made it 3 years running. First 3 years in the league, they made it to the Stanley Cup final.
So as much as we talked up the Vegas Golden Knights and what they did in their first year. Yeah, how about the St. Louis Blues back then?
Yeah.
But it's been a long time. Been a long time since they've been in the Stanley Cup final. All right, Colorado Mesa baseball team, they should be hosting the South Central Region Tournament this weekend, the Super Regional, I should say, but conflicts with the Junior College World Series have forced the Mavs to travel to face the other remaining team in Angelo State. The Mavs played in San Angelo in 2017. They swept through the South Central Region Tournament and right to the Division II World Series. Mavs head coach Chris Hanks says all the places they'd be forced to go to, San Angelo, isn't the worst option.
Played there. We have some good feelings from there. We really played outstanding. We won 4 straight when we went down there in 17. We do have some holdovers from that team. Of all the places we'd have to travel for the Super Regional, that was the one that I have the least trouble with.
Mavericks and Angelo State, Friday night, pregame at 5:45 on our sister station, 92.7, 1100 KNZZ. Once again, that will be on KNZZ Friday night. Once again, pregame at 5:45 for that one. And that is a quick look at
what's happening.
All right, we will take a break. We'll come back, and Mark Reardon, the coach of Iowa Western, joins us next on the Jim Davis Show on the team.
So excited to get things going. We might fall start. It's the Jim Davis Show on Colorado Sports Leader. The team. It's your next game up on the team.
Today on the team, John Gray takes the mound as the Rockies face the Pittsburgh Pirates. Jack Corgan and Jerry Schimmel will have it from Pittsburgh at 4:25 today. They'll wrap up that series with the Pirates tomorrow morning, pregame at 9:55 on the Team Sports Network. And on Saturday at 8:20 in the morning, it's the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series. For play-by-play schedules, go to theteam1340.com.
Colorado's sports leader, 101 FM, 1340 AM, The Team.
When you're enjoying the game at Stoker Stadium or Walker Field Stadium or playing at the Montrose Rec Center, take a look around. Each one of those is a Cookies Mechanical project. Imagine the guidelines they had during construction. Those contractors trusted Cookies Mechanical to complete the project on time, on budget, and safely. And you can count on Cookies to bring you the same level of experience and expertise to your plumbing, heating, or gas piping project. Call Cookies Mechanical, 245-0171, online at cookeys.com.
Make no mistake about it. Freedom of religion is under attack in our country.
The largest gathering of conservatives each summer is held in Denver, Colorado. Join us for the 10th annual Western Conservative Summit, hosted by Colorado Christian University, July 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. This year's theme is Defending Religious Freedom and America's First Amendment. Hear from the nation's top conservative leaders. Attend informative workshops. Visit our massive exhibit hall and network with thousands of fellow conservatives. The Western Conservative Summit, July 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. Get your tickets today at WesternConservativeSummit.com. That's WesternConservativeSummit.com or by calling 877-798-5366. That's 877-798-5366.
Get your team ready and come to Charlie Dwellington. It's time to plan ahead. The big kickoff event for the 8th Annual Community Hospital St. Baldrick's Head Shaving Event is Saturday. It all starts at 1 o'clock with drink and food specials. There'll be outstanding items in the silent auction and live music with the Landward Rogues and Union of None. You can register your team and get more information about this year's event. Join us at Charlie Dwellington's from 1 to 4 for the kickoff for this year's St. Baldrick's Head Shaving Event.
Ready to turn your economy around? Start by saving on your trash service. DRS offers commercial and residential service and recycling with no contracts to sign. Those bright red dumpsters mean personal, customer-friendly service that fits your needs and your budget. DRS, serving Grand Junction, Delta, and Montrose. 243-8555.
Commercial refuse service. Minimal trash disposal guaranteed.
If you need help with addiction, just remember, if you're not sober, you're not getting better. Thank you. Wait, that's not right. But sadly, that's the status quo belief today. Face It Together is different. We don't think of sobriety as the ultimate measure of getting better. We work on the trauma, the loneliness. We never start with, did you stay sober? Our measurements prove 81% of our members are getting better. Visit WeFaceItTogether.org. Sponsored by Face It Together, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
With Holiday Cleaner's self-service laundromat, you'll always have something nice to wear. They have lots of large-capacity washers and dryers in a clean, friendly environment. And they're open every day from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. for your convenience. Holiday Cleaner's on 3rd Street, just north of North Avenue.
Team Weather.
Chance for showers and thunderstorms, Grand Junction and Delta 60, 57 in Montrose. Chance for thunderstorms overnight in 42. Showers likely tomorrow, high around 58. Friday, partly sunny and 66.
Junior College's best baseball teams come to GJ for the World Series on the team. The Jim Davis Show.
The meat in the broadcasting sandwich.
Ew!
On Grand Junction 101.1 and 1340 on Team Sports Network.
.724, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. You can text us Bob Scott RV Team text line or call us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. They're serving breakfast over at Rimrock until 10:30 this morning. 970-242-1340, trying to track down Mark Reardon. Where Mark is, I don't know right now. We're hopefully going to have him on at some point this morning.
We're having limited success tracking him down.
Hopefully we will find him. It's not where's Waldo, it's where's Reardon. Right. Hopefully we will find him at some point this morning.
We have Mark's signal out right now.
Yeah, very good. And Jeff Johnson, Chipola coach at 940 this morning. Jeff's been a bit elusive himself the last several days.
Well, we both kind of got the same very excited but very vague reply. Hey, can you come on this week, Coach? Let's get it. Okay.
Okay, what time?
Nothing.
Crickets chirping. Nothing.
We finally got him, though. We tracked him down.
Finally got a hold of him yesterday. And I tell you, our little game that we play here, you'll try to get a hold of people.
Yep.
You'll try.
It's not a game, by the way.
It's a game that I like winning, though. You'll try. And I'll go, I'll give it a shot. And I'll send them a text. And I get a response. Which just drives you crazy.
Drives me up the wall. I'll text, call, I'll email, I'll send a letter to their parents. Try anything, nothing. And then you text him like 5 minutes later, oh, he's going to be on 740. Are you serious? Come on.
I just have fun with that, man. I do.
Oh, I'm glad one of us has fun with that.
And it's not that I'm more lovable, likable, whatever. I don't, because you're a darn lovable, likable guy, Buckeye boy.
You know, I try.
So I don't know what the deal is. And they know you now. I mean, it's not like you're some guy out of left field.
I'm not like an intern anymore.
Yeah, you're a grizzled veteran of this program, of this radio station, of the radio racket. I don't know. But it still happens on occasion where you will try. You'll bust your tail trying to get guys on. And I'll just give it a shot. I don't know why. I just don't know why.
There's And it's going to happen two more times this week, too. And it's already Wednesday.
Well, but here's the thing, though.
And I know for sure it's going to happen two more times.
Reardon hasn't texted me back after I said, hey, we're trying to get a hold of you, man. And
I'm talking just even scheduling the time. We got two more, and I know that's going to happen again. Because I've already reached out, and nothing.
Well, hopefully we'll find Mark Reardon first, though.
I know some
morning.
Of these guys. I get, you know, the text gets buried amongst all the congratulations and, you know.
Yeah, they're inundated with
important
stuff.
Important people in their lives, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we are very, very far down their priority chain. And like, I totally get that.
Next to last. The teams they're playing, those coaches are ahead of us. Their opponents and their competition for national championships rank ahead of us. Especially
easily.
With guys like Jeff Johnson and David Shelton.
Yeah.
You know? Guys that are kind of boys.
Exactly. Yeah, those guys are way ahead. We are at the very bottom of the list.
Right. The septic tank cleaner guy are above us.
And I'm just going to go up and out in a storm drain.
That stuff's important. You can't have that backing up.
That's why you get all the folks at Goodwin Septic Tank Service, because they are the pros. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Fine sponsor of our radio broadcast for a long, long time. Don't do it yourself. No. Call the folks at Goodwin Septic Tank Service.
Right.
With the skunk logo on their trucks. So you know they know what they're doing when they're handling that kind of material.
Yep.
All right. So hopefully Mark Reardon, some point here in a little bit, also this hour, a chance for you to get into our JUCO fan contest. And it looks like, all right, he should be available to go now. According to the text, Mark Reardon should be ready to go. We will find out momentarily. All right, 7:28, and I think we've got Mark Reardon ready to go. Mark Reardon, the coach of Iowa Western. This will be the 19th time the Reavers will be coming to Grand Junction for the Junior College World Series. I'm running out of filibuster material over here, okay, good, you got him. I'm ready to start going through his resume, okay?
I'd take a good 20 minutes.
Which would be a Hall of Fame coach, among many things, and a three-time national champion. Iowa Western coach Mark Reardon joins us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Did we wake you up this morning, Mark?
No, I was... You know, I mean, obviously, it's a busy time right now. We finished Monday evening. We got home 5:30 in the morning yesterday, just kind of running around. I didn't forget about you. I just didn't have my cell phone on me at the time, so sorry about that.
Hey, we're good. We're always good. You know we're fine. No problem, man. You have a lot, like we were talking about, we are very low on a coach's priority list. We are near the bottom, and we totally get that and understand that. We totally get that. Got all those people texting you, congratulating you. 19th time the Reavers will be in Grand Junction. Look, San Jack, they're here. They've been here 20-plus times. That's still got to kind of, when you hear that number, Mark, does it kind of blow your mind a little bit that the Reavers have been here 19 times?
I mean, I've been there, this is my 12th time in 17 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's very awe-dropping for me, very humbling for me to represent Iowa Western, to represent the Northern District, to be able to keep going out there and being part of the special event in Grand Junction and all the people that are involved and the friendships, obviously, that I have made with people like you and so many others out there, just personal friendships. It's awesome. It never gets old, ever.
Well, the path of the Northern District title was not easy. You had to beat the number one team in the nation, Wabash Valley. Rob Fournier has a really good ball club, and you had to beat them twice. You had to beat them 11-8 and 10-5 to win. It was not an easy path for this Reavers team to get to Grand Junction.
No. Rob had an unbelievable team, incredibly talented, really impressed with all their success. Just how they still continue to play the right way while having the success. And that's a tribute to him, and how he had them go about their business every day. Because sometimes at the junior college level, when you're having so much success and obviously, let's just say it, dominating season, you can let it get away from you with a bunch of teenage males and they don't handle it very well. Man, I thought they went into a business-like. It was just good games, and we've had many of them throughout the years. This time of year, to get to the World Series, it has been the last few years, the Wabash Iowa Western Invitational, and us two squaring off.
Iowa Western coach Mark Reardon joining us on the team today. Mentioned you won that first game on Monday 11-8, won the second one 10-5. And you had to come from behind in that first game. I mean, you lose, you're done. And your guys were able to rally and come back and win that game to force the second game, the deciding game.
Yeah, what actually happened, we won the first game on Saturday 8-7. They won the first game on Monday.
So I'm sorry, Wabash came back to win. I'm sorry. My apologies, Mark. Yeah, they won the first game on Monday.
You're
excuse
good.
Me.
You're right. They won the first one. And then so there we sat in the last one. And, I told our guys in the dugout, I'm not giving you – this is baseball. It's not football where we can run down the field and rip somebody's head off. Basketball, physically, just manhandle them inside the paint. Like in baseball, it's a round ball, round bat. You got to throw it, catch it, and have controlled competitiveness. And so there's no rah-rah, big rah-rah speeches. It's just we're going to have to be able to make some plays. It's going to be whoever just relaxes and plays their best game and understands whatever happens, and enjoy playing for each other. And that's all I said. I was like, there isn't nothing I can give you. Life's going to go on no matter what we do. And you've heard me say that a lot throughout the year. Listen, guys, young males, man, they just want to win, and they think that this is everything in their life. And obviously, as we get older, it's not, guys. They're just good memories. And I got them relaxed, and we went out, and, we actually played pretty poor the whole weekend. We had almost over 40 freebies, walks, and hit batsmen. I mean, we always had guys on base. We were pitching with guys on base the whole weekend, and that's a big scare for me coming into this next week, is if we can eliminate some of that, because obviously at Grand Junction with the final 10 teams, putting free base, getting guys on base and not being able to make plays, that's going to end up hurting you with the lineups that will be out there.
Mark Reardon, coach of Iowa Western with us. Let's talk about your pitching for a moment, Mark. Right now, Braden McLaughlin, he's been your innings leader, 58 and two-thirds this year. 8-1 record. Jared Simpson's given you a really good year, 7-0. Jordan Bonk is 7-0 coming in. Jaden Cruz is 6-3. So you have guys that have gone to the bump and went out and pitched well and got wins for you. But with all the walks and the hit batsmen, was that something that was a problem during the season, or did it just rear its ugly head here during postseason play?
No, it's been our problem. I mean, we've struck out nearly 500 hitters, but we've also walked over 200, and we've just never. It's just one of those years. This is what we have this year. I mean, it is. Hitting's contagious. Pitching's contagious. Winning's contagious. Losing's contagious. I mean, it's all there with these. With what you're going to fight, and everything in the world starts and ends with your mentality and your mindset. And it's just something that it's been the pink elephant in the room, is what I tell people. I mean, it's just everybody knows and what they're trying. Braden McLaughlin goes out on Saturday versus the number one team in the country, who's obviously very offensive potent, and he no-hits them through 6 1/3. He no-hits them. And I have to take him out of the game because his pitch count, because he has 5 walks. But his stuff's so good also, they couldn't hit him either. But you got to get the ball over the plate, below the belt. And, I mean, that's just the bottom line. And, that's just been us. That's it. Now, a tribute to us is that when we painted ourselves into that corner, we've been able to get out of it. And because we're still good enough that way. But, you're down to the final 10. You're at the World Series. You're in Grand Junction. The ball carries. The lineups are the elite lineups. And you're going to paint yourself into a corner to where you're going to finally find out you're not going to be able to get out of it. So that's where we're at.
Ravers coach Mark Reardon with us on the team today. And you're right about the offense, and your teams are always really – always bring guys that are capable of putting up big offensive numbers and do through the course of the season. You come in with one of the higher batting averages at 361. And Caleb Balgard has had a really good year for you. 420, leads your team in RBIs, with 66 on the season. A guy that has been a real consistent part of your offense throughout the course of this year.
Yeah, I mean, he does a lot. I mean, his personality, his character, he passes the eye test when you see him in a uniform. He can run. He can play third, first, DH, any outfield position. Very athletic kid. He signed to go to Old Dominion next year. He redshirted at Indiana University last year. He's a Michigan kid. He was a great pickup for us this year in so many ways. I mean, whether it was being a teammate in the locker room or being in the middle of my lineup. So he was big for us. And, the one thing that has helped us, and it helped us this weekend, even over there facing Wabash and those other teams, is just our offense has been there. And that obviously kept us in game. So, but again, this pigeonholes down to the final 10 teams, and there's a lot that goes into it. And good pitching beats hitting a lot of times. The only time I really didn't see that is in 14, when we just went on a rampage and did what we did in like a 55-11 run difference in the World Series that year. I mean, that's really the only time that I just saw offense take over, and our pitching took over on the other offenses. But most of the time, you're going to have the arms out there. Our bullpen's been good. We have a closer, Tristan Kimmel, that leads the country in saves. He has 17 saves, and he was big force again this last weekend in the two wins over Wabash.
Iowa Western head coach Mark Reardon joining us on the Jim Davis Show. We've talked all your trips to Grand Junction and in the field this year. Teams, I think six of the other nine teams you've played at some point in the last 10 years here in Grand Junction. Being familiar with the coaches at these programs and knowing what kind of players they like to bring in and knowing what type of teams you're going to see here, does that kind of give anybody a little bit of an edge, knowing, kind of having a good idea of what you're going to see here before you even pop in a tape?
Well, I mean, most of the time it can, just when you look at tendencies, you just know how they like to play as a coach and things of that nature. You just look at it that way. Most of those coaches I've texted in the last couple of days and congratulated them, and I was explaining to them I actually won't be out there. The team is on the road heading there now. I'm still back sitting in the office. My oldest son, my 18-year-old Tyler, he's graduating this Friday, so I'm actually not going to be rolling into Grand Junction until Saturday night. And I've texted all these coaches and congratulating them and letting them know that I won't be there until Saturday evening. But these teams, I used to play Connor State four games every spring early on down south. We kind of got away from it, but me and Perry, I texted him last night. Yeah, you know these teams, you know their tendencies, just simply because of the coaches. No difference with us. Jim Davis, Jim, you've watched us play for years. You got an idea how I play and what I like. And, you know, I've heard you talk about our aggressiveness and what I like. And I mean, it's there. And if we can play a certain way, we're going to play a certain way. That's what we've always done.
Iowa Western coach Mark Reardon with us on the Jim Davis Show on the team. And Mark, you mentioned that you're always an aggressive ball club, a team, a lineup that always has a lot of guys that deliver power numbers. And the same can be said about Perry Keith and Connor State, Oklahoma. They've hit 54 home runs this year. They're batting .335. They have some pretty potent bats in that lineup that they bring to Grand Junction.
Yeah, I mean, and he's done it a little longer than I have, but I mean, the one thing I've learned, I mean, they're going to compete. That's the one thing that I worry about is they're a team. They're not going to quit, whether they're up six or down six or whatever. Like, they are not going to stop, and that's a tribute to just his personality and rubbing off on his teams. And we've had some great games, unbelievable weekends versus them. Part of me building my program here has been early on in my career with taking those trips down there and playing the Connor States and Seminole States on the same weekends. And because I knew when I wanted to build what, you know, I hope I built a little bit here, I did it because I knew I needed to go play better programs early on, and that's what I did. So part of who Iowa Western is today is because of people like Perry Keith and Connor State, because we played them early on.
And that'll be the Sunday morning game, 10 o'clock game over to Plesio. Iowa Western takes on Connor State. Worked out nicely with Tyler's graduation, Mark, that you don't play until Sunday.
Unbelievably fortunate, yes. Yes, I don't know what I'm doing living right to get that, to be that fortunate, but I am in being able to really enjoy both parties. I mean, it was not fun, you know, seeing off our guys 6 a.m. this morning and getting them going on the bus and getting to say something to them on the bus and then watching them take off. But family first, big part of Grand Junction, as you know. I mean, you remember Tyler being really young and me being able to chance to play catch with him on the field. Next year he'll be a freshman this next fall playing for me here. So this is just kind of all going full circle with this time of year, being able to spend it at Grand Junction, obviously early on spending it with my family so much, watching him graduate now, and probably one of my biggest, I guess, my feelings and what I want to happen here in the next couple of years is obviously get to experience Grand Junction, maybe here in the next 2 years, experience at least once and have my son on the team with me. That's the ultimate full circle now of you know what Grand Junction's meant to the Reardon family alone.
Well, it certainly makes me feel old because I remember very vividly you on the field playing catch with Tyler and, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old, and now, man, he's graduated from high school. He's going to play for you next year. Dang, that time flies fast, doesn't it, Mark?
Yes, yes. You and I both are getting old. It's not like I have been stuck in time. I'm right there with you, man. my boys are growing up. And again, you and I have talked about it before. Nowadays, they just got so much going on that they really can't make the trips out. We got all the photos and all the memories of when they were younger, but now, you know, they're playing and got their own thing going on. So I take this trip really solo right now. So, but still, with that being said, Iowa Western is really excited to be out there again. We're young this year in a lot of ways. I probably think my feeling is probably one of the more average teams that will be out there that has made it out there. We've done an unbelievable job competing. I will give my team that. I love this team in so many ways, but I think we have chinks in the armor, just like I'm sure most coaches out there will probably say a little bit. But with that being said, I mean, I know we'll compete.
Well, congratulations to your family, to Tyler, on graduation, and we will get together when you get out here, okay?
Yes, absolutely. I'm holding you to that text now.
Okay.
All right.
Beer and wings, because I said if we got you on the show that one time, you know.
Twice.
Yeah,
twice now.
So now it's been twice. So does that mean it's 2 beers and a couple of wings, right?
Well, yeah. I thought you were going to say 2 meals, but. The 2 beers at 1 meal, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
That works.
Yep.
There's 2 locations now, too, so you
that's
can,
true. We could hit up either place.
I only go to one. I'm sticking to one. The one's been good to me. I'm not a superstitious coach, but I'm pretty partial to the place I've been going to for the last 11 trips to Grand Junction, and I'm going to stick with it.
The Rooster's on Grand, so you're going to go there. That's going to be, that's the place it's always been, always will be for you, right?
That's it. Tucked in the corner. That's where I'm going.
All right, very good. Hey, Mark, congratulations again on getting back to Grand Junction on Tyler's graduation. We'll see you when you get out here. Have a safe trip when you get on the plane and get out here.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I'll see you soon.
Okay, take care. Mark Reardon, Iowa Western coach. So won't be getting into town until a little bit later because of graduation. So
right.
A very reasonable thing
Didn't you do that a couple years, 2 or 3 years ago, too?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
I wanted to say something about he came in late for a graduation or a birth or something like that.
Right. Yeah, you're right. There was some reason. I don't remember what it was that Mark got here a little bit late. Right.
It wasn't an emergency, but it was a family thing.
Right. Family function that he needed to attend and got to town a little bit late because of that. All right, 7:46. We're a little bit behind here. Let's get sound check.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
All right, what do you have, Buckeye?
Well, last night on Gumble to Gumble, well, Real Sports with Bryant Gumble, he told Baseball Analytics to get off his lawn.
Finally tonight, a few words about numbers. As they pertain to baseball, they have always been sacrosanct. DiMaggio's 56, Ruth's 60, McLean's 31. How ironic, then, that the same obsession with numbers that once made the game a national pastime is now complicating its problems. Much of the blame can be traced to the modern preoccupation with the silly numbers produced by the analytics folks who value metrics that do little more than cloud a player's image. It's a troubling mentality that somehow rewards a pitcher for winning only 10 games, but diminishes a hitter who bats 300. Here are some other troubling numbers: 9, 301, and 55. Respectively, they're the percentage that attendance is down this year, the average length of each game, and the average age of today's baseball fan. And if you think those three things are interrelated, well, you're onto why the players in the game have been bypassed in popular culture. In response to the declining interest, baseball's supposed caretakers are floating all kinds of new age ideas, everything from automated strike zones and pitch clocks to changing the very basics of what made it popular in the first place. And for this lifelong baseball fan, that's sad to see. Of course, those in charge could justifiably claim that I'm just an old get-off-my-lawn guy who can't embrace their new brand of baseball, to which I'd plead guilty and simply ask, how's that new brand working out for you?
I'm not sure where he comes with the guys that hit 300 are less important now than they were 30 years ago. There may be because there's less of them because they don't have the fear of the strikeout that they used to.
Yeah, the exchange has been made for batting average for power numbers.
Yeah.
And with that, higher strikeout totals, that's just managers are more willing to accept that now than they used to be. I think analytics, I feel like in some ways he is right that it has kind of taken over a lot of things, but let's not completely dismiss sabermetrics and baseball analytics and the right value that it does have for managers to make roster decisions, to make lineup decisions. I think there is a little bit of a Brian Gumbel being old school baseball fan. They are screwing with it too much, though. At some point, you have to let people umpire the game. You have to let managers go on their gut a little bit with analytics backing up some of the decisions that they make, or at least help aid them in making the decisions they do in terms of lineup and things like that.
Agreed.
Yeah. Do we not agree that they're kind of screwing with baseball too much, though?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, let's make it faster. And at some point, then it ceases to be what it really is. The game changes too much, potentially.
Yeah, there's no reason for a baseball game, a nine-inning baseball game, to last 4 hours.
No.
I don't care whether that's how it was in my day. No, a nine-inning baseball game in your day was 2.5 hours. So the game is getting longer, and not admitting that, not willing to own up to that, is not doing the game any favors either.
It needs to be played in a 2.5 to 3.
Needs to
three,
be some pace to it.
3 hour time frame.
Yeah.
I can live with a 3 hour baseball game. I'm okay with that. 5 hour game's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sense there. Or 4.5 hours.
But they were in Philadelphia. Rockies were in Philadelphia, and I turned the game on at like 8 o'clock. It was in the bottom of the seventh.
Yeah.
That's too long. That is taking too much time.
And that is something that Major League Baseball needs to fix. That is something they do have to address. And they're trying, but automated strike zones and things like that, I think at some point you can't rely, same with the NFL, you can't rely entirely on technology to, quote, get it right.
Right. You don't swing, stay in the box. That's my solution.
Yep. Absolutely. It's all right, 7:50. We will take a break. We'll come back with more on the Jim Davis Show on the team.
The Jim Davis Show.
I thought they spoke gibberish.
They speak a blend of two languages mixed with gibberish.
It's worldwide at theteam1340.com and on iTunes, the Team Sports Network. Here's the latest from the Team Sports Desk.
Good morning, I'm Jim Davis. Airman Marquez's dominant start helped snap the Rockies' four-game losing streak with a win at Pittsburgh Tuesday. Marquez struck out 7 and gave up just 3 hits in Colorado's 5-0 win over the Pirates. Rockies and the Pirates again tonight on the team. Pre-game starts at 4:25. Colorado Mesa baseball team should be hosting the South Central Super Regional this weekend, but conflicts with the Junior College World Series have forced the Mavs to travel to face the other remaining team in Angelo State. The Mavs played in San Angelo in 2017, sweeping the South Central Region Tournament and right to the Division II World Series. Mavs head coach Chris Hang says, of all the places they would have been forced to go, Angelo isn't the worst option.
Played there. We have some good feelings from there. We really played outstanding. We won four straight when we went down there in 17. We do have some holdovers from that team. Of all the places we'd have to travel for the Super Regional, that was the one that I have the least trouble with.
1100 KNZZ 92.7 FM will have the Mavericks taking on Angelo State Friday night pregame at 5:45. Once again on 1100 KNZZ. And of course, it's the Junior College Baseball World Series on the team starting Saturday morning at 8:20. The first game, Walter State, Tennessee, squares off against Cali College of Kansas. I'm Jim Davis, Colorado Sports Leader of the Team. We're online at theteam1340.com.
People do judge a book by its cover. You want your business to shine. Hi, this is Bryce with First Impressions Professional Window Cleaning. We can make that all-important first impression a good one by keeping your windows sparkling clean year-round. With our state-of-the-art pure water system and eco-friendly products, we can get your windows cleaner, quicker, and save you money. We also offer pressure washing and gutter cleaning services. Call First Impressions today for a free estimate at 778-5376 or visit us on the web at firstimpressionsgj.com.
What a host home provider is, you foster and care for individuals with developmental disabilities. There's definitely challenges, and it's a little bit of a roller coaster at times, but at the same time, you also get to see them grow, and you definitely get this sense of gratification. You have opened your home and your heart. You end up becoming one little family, and it really is a wonderful experience.
You can help Strive frame the future by assisting those with developmental disabilities in reaching their full potential. To learn more or to make a donation, go to strivecolorado.org.
Make no mistake about it. Freedom of religion is under attack in our country.
The largest gathering of conservatives each summer is held in Denver, Colorado. Join us for the 10th annual Western Conservative Summit, hosted by Colorado Christian University, July 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. This year's theme is Defending Religious Freedom and America's First Amendment. Hear from the nation's top conservative leaders. Attend informative workshops. Visit our massive exhibit hall and network with thousands of fellow conservatives. The Western Conservative Summit, July 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. Get your tickets today at westernconservativesummit.com. That's westernconservativesummit.com or by calling 877-798-5366. That's 877-798-5366.
Here in the KNZZ News Center. Expect delays through Glenwood Canyon today as crews work on mitigation after yesterday's rock slide. Boulders the size of SUVs tumbled down, causing some guardrail damage and road damage. One westbound I-70 lane still blocked. Xcel Energy wants to get deeper into your pocket. The utility going before state regulators, asking for residential and small business electric rate increases. Bills would go up about $4.46 a month. A 41-year-old man convicted of killing Colorado State Trooper Lyle Wollers near Georgetown in 1992 will spend 10 more years in prison. Marcus Fernandez was 15 at the time of the killing and originally sentenced to life without parole. Denver Post says he's been resentenced after a 2012 Supreme Court ruling that juveniles cannot be denied the opportunity of parole. The new sentence is 46 years, calls for 10 more years in prison now, followed by 10 years parole. Libby Pelletier in the News Center.
Colorado Rockies baseball plays in the Grand Valley. 101 FM, 1340. The Team.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for
The Jim Davis Show. Call or text the team line at 970-242-1340. Streaming on the Team app. And you can ask Alexa to play 1340 The Team. Colorado sports leader, The Team.
7:55, Jim along with the Buckeye boy. Text us, Bob Scott RV, team text line 970-242-1340, or call us on the Chick-fil-A breakfast team phone line, same number. All right, the Rockies needed somebody. They needed somebody to step up and stop the losing. They had lost four straight on cue. Enter Airman Marquez, who was great last night for the Rockies. Eight scoreless innings, struck out seven last night, even added an RBI base hit last night. help the Rockies
win. He's reigning Silver Slugger.
Yeah, exactly. To help the Rockies win 5-0 last night at Pittsburgh. But he needed a little help offensively. I mean, not just from himself, but Charlie Blackmon certainly helped. 3-for-5 last night, a 2-run triple in the fourth. Chuck Nasty's starting to heat it up a little bit. He's hit safely in 26 of his last 28 games, hitting .347, 10 homers, 4 triples, 10 doubles during that stretch. So Chuck has picked it up. Trevor Story hit his 11th home run last night. Let's hope that maybe John Gray can feed off of that tonight when he gets a start. 4-25 for the Rockies and the Pirates right here on the team.
Yeah, and I'm aligned the move of Trevor Story to the second spot in the order because I thought it wasn't going to protect Nolan Arenado enough. Turns out the protection is really going to Charlie Blackmon. He's getting a lot of pitches to hit, and he's hitting all of them.
Hitting like the year that he hit .331 and won the National League batting title. All right, hour two coming up on the Jim Davis Show.
At Stride, we just recently moved into a new building. We had made plans to purchase all new equipment and upgrade our phone systems. ComWest decided that we could use the equipment that we already had and repurpose a lot of that and really save us a ton of money. Their service is impeccable. I mean, all we have to do is pick up a phone and they have somebody there to take care of what we need. You can't function without a good quality communication system, and ComWest makes sure that we have that. We are very pleased with ComWest.
At ComWest, your communications is our business. Call us at 242-8142.
Don't spend all day doing laundry. Bring it to Holiday Cleaners. Get it done in an hour and a half and get on with your life. It's fully attended and secure. And you can even get a free dryer start with every front load wash. Holiday Cleaners on North 3rd behind the Salvation Army. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily.
Team weather.
Chance for showers and thunderstorms, Grand Junction and Delta 60, 57 in Montrose. Chance for thunderstorms overnight in 42. Showers likely tomorrow, high around 58. Friday, partly sunny and 66.
The Jim Davis Show.
They've got to get a clue. But no one seems to be doing it.
On in Grand Junction, 101.1 and 1340. The Team Sports Network. Colorado Rockies baseball plays on the team. 101, 1340. The Team.
Time to the 62nd Annual Alpine Bank JUCO Baseball World Series comes to Grand Junction May 25th. General admission pass is good for all 19 games or just $35 for adults, $25 for students and seniors in advance. There'll be $10 more at the gate, so get them now at Alpine Banks in Grand Junction, Delta, Montrose, Rifle, and Glenwood, the Grand Junction Chamber, or the JUCO office inside Home Loan, or go to monumentalevents.com. Come out and support a Grand Valley tradition. Join us at JUCO starting May 25th at Sam's of Lazio Field.
Get your team ready and come to Charlie Dwellington. It's time to plan ahead. The big kickoff event for the 8th Annual Community Hospital St. Baldrick's Head Shaving Event is Saturday. It all starts at 1 o'clock with drink and food specials. There'll be outstanding items in the silent auction and live music with the Landward Rogues and Union of None. You can register your team and get more information about this year's event. Join us at Charlie Dwellington's from 1 to 4 for the kickoff for this year's St. Baldrick's Head Shaving Event.
Covering the Western Slope, KTMM Grand Junction, K266 CE Grand Junction, KNAM Silt Rifle, K254 CO Silt Rifle, the team. Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stash, our NBA playoffs in Toronto, and a quiet night for the Raptors star Kawhi Leonard. 19 points. He had scored 25 or more in the Raptors' 13 of their first 15 postseason games. Kyle Lowry picked up the slack. He scored 25, led the Raptors to a 120-102 win over Milwaukee.
Third game of the playoffs where everyone's, like, you know, kind of stepped up and played and scored and did some things well. But this is one of the nights that, you know, we knew Kawhi was a little bit limited. We had to come out and be aggressive for him. And the great thing about having him on your team is he still gets all the attention. We fed off of that, you know, drive, kick, swing. He gets in the lane, kick out, and that's the benefit of having a superstar like him on the team.
Raptors were up 10 at the half, 1 by 20. The home teams are 4-0 in the series, which is now tied at 2. Chris Middleton led Milwaukee with 30. Raptors have never been to the NBA Finals. Milwaukee hasn't been since the mid-1970s. The St. Louis Blues haven't played the Stanley Cup Finals since 1970. Blues, at the end of 2018, had fired their coach and had the worst record in the NHL. Last night, they beat the injury-riddled Sharks in St. Louis 5-1 to win the series in 6. Patrick Maroon, a St. Louis native.
This city's been waiting for this for so many years now, and it's a privilege to be put this jersey on and do it in front of this crowd. 4 more wins. We just got to continue what we're doing.
They'll play the Bruins as they did back in 1970. Game one of the Cup Final Monday in Boston. Baseball in Houston, Justin Verlander had a no-hitter going. Lost it in the seventh inning. Only hit he allowed over eight innings against the White Sox. He struck out 12. Houston won 5-1. Astros have won 12 of the last 13. NBC Sports Radio brought to you by Wrangler Performance Series, collection of jeans and pants featuring a Comfort Flex waistband and denim that flexes for comfort. Wrangler Performance Series. Try on a pair today.
Arenado, Freeland, and the Rockies. Colorado Rockies baseball on the team.
My name is Nicole Frederick. I am a host home provider with Strive. Being involved in Special Olympics and working with individuals with disabilities, I knew I wanted to do a little bit more, and this is a great opportunity. These individuals just need somebody to take that time and show them and teach them and allow them to grow and say, hey, I can do this. It's very gratifying.
You can help Strive frame the future by assisting those with developmental disabilities in reaching their full potential. To learn more or to make a donation, go to strivecolorado.org.
A bunch of jokers and tokers who spend their lunch hacky-sacking the sound garden.
Ooh! The team presents the Jim Davis Show. Call or text the team line at 970-242-1340. Colorado's sports leader, the team.
Welcome into Hour 2. Good morning, 803. I'm Jim Davis along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. Okay, explain to the people your question, the Qdoba question, because you came up with it today.
Yeah, so it's, would you, when you get eliminated from the playoffs, are you, let's see, how would I word this again? Would you rather the team that beat you also get eliminated or win the whole thing?
Okay.
That works? Clearly.
Yeah. I would say win the whole thing, because at least you could say, we lost to the eventual champion.
Right.
Right? That's how I view it.
That's how I see it, too.
Now, let's put a caveat here. What if it, for example, what if Cleveland makes the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
Steelers get in, either you're a wild card, they're a wild card, whatever.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
You end up playing them. Are you going, or for me, the Chiefs or the Raiders,
nope.
Broncos get in, they lose, or the Chargers. I'm not going to, that's one I'm going to, I want them to lose, and yep. I want them to never, ever get to the top of the mountain.
I want their playoffs to end in a fiery hell. That's what I want.
So there is a little caveat here. There is.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's team dependent as well.
Right. Yeah, I can't say that I would be thrilled if the Chiefs beat the Broncos, they're in the playoffs, they beat them, they go to the Super Bowl, they win it, then I'm like, well, at least we lost the Super Bowl champions. Like, crap, Kansas City won the mm-hmm. Super Bowl. I would, and I'm not one of these, I root for the AFC, I want the AFC to win. No.
Nope.
No. That's a rival, I don't want them to win. I wouldn't want the Chargers or the Raiders. No. No, no, no.
Yeah. Yeah,
Patriots,
Bengals, Steelers, Ravens. Nope, Patriots.
I don't want the Patriots to win. There's really, not wanting them to win or thinking they're going to win. Because look, we've documented take the Patriots to win the Super Bowl mm-hmm. against the Rams, and that's what happened. Not because I wanted the Patriots to win, just because I thought Brady in that situation with that team, Rams first time there in a long, long time. With still a relatively young quarterback in Jared Goff, I liked their chances to win that game, and that's what happened. Didn't mean that I wanted them to win.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting and thinking are two different things.
Yeah. It could very well be team-specific, too. Like, for the Avs and Nuggets, there's not that deep-seated hatred. I mean, there is with the Red Wings, I guess, and maybe Minnesota a little bit. I don't know.
Red Wings now in the other,
right.
other
so,
conference. So
it doesn't really carry the same weight as, say, the Broncos or my Browns or college football. It could be team dependent, so it could be fluid.
Like, I would like to see Golden State not win the finals, but I think they are.
Yeah.
And I'm not I don't have as big of an axe to grind with the Nuggets versus Golden State, because it hasn't got to that point yet where they're always great games. It's big showdown. The stage has gotten much bigger. There have been a couple.
But there's also the 130 to 98 games. You know,
yeah.
That just show the Nuggets are not quite on that level.
Just yet. Not quite ready yet. But like the NFL, I like Andrew Luck. If the Colts beat the Broncos in the playoffs and the Colts won the Super Bowl, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd want the Broncos to win, but if that ultimately was what the outcome is going to be, I'd probably be okay with that. I like Andrew Luck. I don't have a problem with Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers, I'd have a problem with it. Because that's a team I just don't like. Don't like Ben Roethlisberger. Don't like them.
Right. I want the rest of the AFC North to go 0-12-4 every single year. Lose all their games and tie each other so no one else gets a win.
So it is a little bit dependent on who it is you lose to, on whether or not you hope they ultimately go on and win and say, well, at least we lost to the champions.
Yeah.
Someone's like, no, I don't want that. I'm not going to agree to that if it's, like I said, for you, the Ravens, the Steelers, Bengals. No.
I know, right?
No.
It's
no.
Just so laughable.
No. No. It's ridiculous. No.
There are times, though, like when the Browns go 2-14 and they happen to beat the Super Bowl champion, then yeah, I'm all right with that.
Then you're okay with that, sure. Our quick question today, too, Mayo versus Miracle Whip. And we both of us like Miracle Whip. Doesn't mean we hate mayonnaise.
No, just if I'm at the store and there's either Hellman's or Miracle Whip, I'm grabbing the Miracle Whip. Simple as that.
My son Nick hates potato salad because he hates the mayonnaise in it. I don't know if that would even change his tune about potato salad. I don't think so.
Tell him. Maybe give him a, you know.
All right, from Rick, Mayo, and have a great tournament, fellas. Thank you, Rick. Gene Rozelle's son, Rick. Of course, Gino did the tournament for decades here in town. From Keith this morning, Miracle Whip over Mayo, and anyone who says otherwise is simply wrong. Strongly worded, Keith.
Wow.
I don't dislike Mayo, but Miracle Whip provides significantly more flavor to every dish. I agree with him on that. Keith is like us, I think, in this.
Yeah.
We don't hate Mayo.
Right.
But we prefer Miracle Whip.
We're not going to turn either away.
Yeah.
Given our choice, we'd pick Miracle Whip.
From Dom, I would say it's easier to wrap up your feelings that the team that beats you in the quarterfinals lose in the semis than if they win.
Yeah, maybe.
So he's hoping they don't. Whoever beats his team doesn't go on to win at all. Because if they win, you wonder if we could have got past them, maybe we could be champions. Okay.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's true. He also grew up on Miracle Whip, tried Mayo one time, and been the preferred option since. From Andy, I celebrate like a rock star every time the Dodgers choke another one away. I'm there with you on that, Andy.
Yeah, I love the fact that the last two World Series have been won in Dodger Stadium, but not by the Dodgers. Makes me happy.
That has been the delicious part of that, hasn't it? The Dodger fans have to sit there and watch another team hoist the trophy on their field.
Against them, in their house.
In their house against their team.
Right.
Houston, Boston, celebrating
like
madmen on the surface at Dodger Stadium.
Right. That's like somebody marrying your ex-wife in the backyard of the house where you're still paying the mortgage.
Yeah, it's probably a pretty good analogy on that. All right, Broncos continuing with OTAs, and we've discussed this before, the comments from Brandon Marshall, the now former Bronco, Oakland Raiders linebacker, that there was concern on his part and many other players about the lack of preparation, the disconnected feeling of the coaching staff from the players last year in Denver with Vance Joseph as the head coach, a sense of maybe not always being on the same page when it came game day, and why the Broncos could only win 6 games last year. Well, Sua Cravens was there last year, a healthy scratch during the end of the season, a guy that has yet to live up to the Broncos sending a second-round draft pick to the Washington Redskins for him, But here's some Sua Craven's comments on the new coaching staff, and definitely takes a jab at Vance Joseph and the staff from last year.
They're hard to read, but one thing is clear is that it's no nonsense. So it's a lot more serious. It's a lot more locked in and, you know, just tuned in on getting the task at hand done every day. So as far as I can tell, you know, everybody's going to get their fair shot and everybody's going to, you know, get their opportunity to show what they can do, and they'll pick and choose who they want. But so far, so good.
Okay, focus on the comment. More locked in, more focused.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about Vance Joseph in the time that he was head coach in Denver?
Well, just look at, like, when there's turnovers or big plays, look at the look on Vance Joseph's face. It was clueless. The one I still see in my mind is him just kind of looking back and forth, like, arms raised. What happened?
I mean, you just threw, put the hands up, like, what? What just happened there?
What's going on here? You know, that's Vance Joseph's tenure through and through.
And hopefully it's something that Vic Fangio, the stench of the Vance Joseph era can be quickly erased. Because,
yeah.
Look, there was a lot of stink during that period of time.
Ooh.
With
Vance
Joseph as the head coach. Vic Fangio talking about the OTAs so far, so good for Vic Fangio.
I think the guys are picking things up quickly. It's a compliment to the assistant coaches with the job they're doing with these guys, which they did in phase one, phase two in the classroom. And it's a compliment to the players that they've been able to transition to on-field 11-on-11 football and do what they've been taught.
All right, so there's Vic Fangio, courtesy of the Broncos website. Orange and blue 760, by the way, for the Sua Craven's comment.
That was Ryan Edwards, Andrew Mason, Steve Atwater's show.
Yes.
Which, for what, kind of a sidebar here. The name of that show is one of those where you're like, God, I wish I came up with that. First and 10 at 10. That's a good, football show.
That is a good name. If your show starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, that's a really good name.
First and 10 at 10. That's solid. It's like, oh, genius.
Some other things from OTAs. DeMarcus Walker there getting reps. Remember when they got DeMarcus Walker, they drafted him out of Florida State? He had 27 sacks in college, 16 as a senior. Denver took him 51st overall in 2017. But his time in the NFL has not been that great. He's played in 13 games, 122 snaps, 2 sacks during that period of time. And in some fairness to him, when he got there as a rookie, Broncos were thin at outside linebacker. He dropped weight. They moved him to outside linebacker position that he had never played. He'd been a guy that always been a defensive end, hand on the ground, kind of player at Florida State. Didn't adapt well. Then they told him, hey, put the weight back on because you're moving back to the defensive line. And so he's been kind of yo-yoed back and forth a little bit. But I think we talked about this the other day. This is definitely kind of a make-or-break year for DeMarcus Walker, where they went out, Denver did, and, you know, and addressed the defensive line in the draft with Draymond Jones out of Ohio State. Shelby Harris just recently got extended. And so it's going to be a competition, definitely, on that defensive line of who sticks around. And DeMarcus Walker, he's going to have to start proving to people that he's capable of living up to some of those numbers he put together at Florida State.
Yeah, and first, I mean, they spent a couple years jerking him around, which I know there is no fairness in the NFL, but they've kind of screwed up DeMarcus Walker.
Yeah.
They've wasted a lot of his rookie contract, not knowing what to do with him. And I don't know whether that's the front office, whether that was the previous regime.
I'm going to say the guy we were talking about previously.
Yeah, could be.
Vance Joseph.
And not knowing what to do.
Yeah, not knowing where he fit in.
But I think you touched on something there that really kind of spells doom for DeMarcus Walker. Is Draymond Jones kind of the same guy a little bit? You know, the first, second down end, and they'll bring in an interior pass rusher for long distance yardage, and it's kind of the same guy, you know. And when you have two guys fighting for one spot, it's usually, unless there is just definitively more talent in one guy, it's going to be the younger, cheaper option, and that's Draymond Jones, I think.
And we'll see what happens with Walker, but this is definitely a make or break year for him.
Absolutely.
In regard to his future with the Broncos.
Definitely a show me here.
Also, I was checking this out on The Athletic. They have from Michael Lombardi for each team a need that they still have as we go through OTAs and get ready for training camp coming up in July. His feeling for the Broncos, their biggest need right now, it's a third wide receiver. That you have Emmanuel Sanders still coming off the Achilles tear. We think we might see him in training camp at some point, but that still very much remains to be seen. You have young guys in Cortland Sutton, Deshaun Hamilton. Who will be the Broncos' third wide receiver? Who will be that third down converter? And it may end up not being a wide receiver. Third down guy might be Noah Fant. It might be the tight end position that and Heuerman that maybe is the difference maker in terms of third down conversions. It might be the tight ends that play a bigger role, particularly the guy like Joe Flacco now as the team's quarterback.
Yeah, and, you know, like third receivers, like you said, not necessarily a wide receiver. It's just a third option that a guy like Joe Flacco can go to, which is tight ends. We've talked about it for, 15 years, it seems like, with Joe Flacco. He's not been in the league that long. But, you know, like a Dennis Pitta type guy, made a career, a pretty good living, and
Todd
set
Heap.
Himself up, Todd Heap, because Joe Flacco loves the tight end. Noah Fant, provided he stays healthy, could turn out to be that guy. He's already got the inside track in camp because he's there. He's on the field, and they don't have to wrap him in bubble wrap and keep a table open for him in the training room.
You know, from a wide receiver standpoint, if that's where you're looking for the production on third down to come from, could this be Juwan Winfrey's opportunity to establish himself as that kind of player on third down? I just think that right now, if you're the Broncos, you certainly you're going to miss Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll be able to come back and be available at some point in training camp in the preseason, because, look, Cortland Sutton knows he has to get better in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
I think he will be better in 2019, but they still miss the veteran experience of Emmanuel Sanders, and hopefully he'll come back being something close to what we saw before he went down with that Achilles injury in practice last year.
And I kind of get the feeling that Emmanuel Sanders is the only wide receiver they'll really keep around from the previous regime, not Deshaun Hamilton, Cortland Sutton. They'll keep those guys, and then Winfrey, and kind of scrap everybody else and just start from scratch. None of those guys really ever set themselves apart, no matter who was quarterbacking, who was running the offense, what scheme it was. The Taylors and all these guys, they're just kind of guys. And I think that opens up a little bit of wiggle room for Juwan Winfrey to try to kind of make the team and become a factor.
You know, and we didn't touch upon River Craycraft. It's, come on. No offense to him. I don't know if he's going to make this team or not. They gave him a chance as a returner last year. But you also have Brendan Langley, who in the offseason, they converted from cornerback to wide receiver. Can he make up enough ground learning a new position to somehow find a way to be on this roster? It's going to be an uphill battle for Brendan Langley to make that conversion.
Don't they put wide receivers at corner because they can't catch the ball? Isn't that what it is? Corners are just wide receivers that can't catch?
I guess so, yeah. If you look
That's not a good sign.
Got the speed, but Featherstone, right?
Pretty much.
Necessary roughness, great speed.
Wedge it in his face.
Catch. They should have put Featherstone at cornerback.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Scott Bakula wouldn't have to stick the ball in his face mask.
No.
To guarantee that he got a catch.
He can't turn it loose like that anymore.
Exactly. Also, the Broncos still dealing with some guys that are not out at practice. Ron Leary still dealing with the recovery from the Achilles injury. So the Broncos yet to really have their total offensive line unit out there, with Larry still recovering from that Achilles tear. All right, 820, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. Text or call the show, 970-242-1340. So the Qdoba question of the day today, Buckeye Boy, is?
When your team gets eliminated from the playoffs, would you rather the team that beat them get bounced as well or win the whole thing?
All right, so you can text us, Bob Scott RV Team Text Line, 970-242-1340. Call us on the Chick-fil-A breakfast team phone line, same number. 970-242-1340. Also, a quick question, Mayo or Miracle Whip? All right, 821. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Four down territory coming up. And also, a couple of chances this morning. Matter of fact, right now. This hour, two chances this hour, since we didn't get to it last hour. Caller number 10, you win a pair of single-game tickets to the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series. It gets started Saturday at Sam's Aplasio Field, right here on the Team JUCO Radio Network. 10th caller, 970-242-1340. Get the single-game tickets, and you're into the drawing for the $200 shopping spree out at the JUCO World Series with Mesa Designs, the official concessionaire of the Alpine Bank JUCO World Series, and we'll draw for the $200 shopping spree on tomorrow's program. So call right now, 10th caller, 970-242-1340. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more on the Jim Davis Show on the Team, Colorado Sports Leader, online at theteam1340.com.
The Jim Davis Show. It is good on Colorado Sports Leader, the Team.
Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Today's birthday shout-out goes to Tommy John. Last month, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary added Tommy John surgery as an official entry. On September 25th, 1974, Dr. Frank Jobe performed an experimental procedure in which he replaced the permanently damaged ulnar collateral ligament in John's pitching arm with a tendon from his right forearm. And the rest is orthopedic history, folks. After missing a year to recover, John miraculously returned to pitch for another 13 years until the age of 46. It's better to have an orthopedic surgery than a venereal disease named after you, he once joked to the New York Post. I agree with that. In recent years, John and his son Tommy III have been trying to teach youngsters how to take care of their arms to avoid their namesake procedure. So happy 76th birthday, TJ. I bet you can still swing it. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hiring is challenging, but with ZipRecruiter, hiring is simple, fast, and smart. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/go. That's ZipRecruiter.com/go. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $22.99 after a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Hey friends, Walt Pru here, manager of the Cameo Shooting and Education Complex. Well, we're into that outdoor time of year again, and we'll be changing to our summer hours soon. We'll be open 7 days a week. Right now, we're open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 to 6, and we've expanded our action shooting sports to include IDPA, USPSA, Steel Challenge, and 3-Gun. And be sure to ask about our beginning archery classes for all ages. We're easy to find off of I-70, exit 45, just east of Palisade. You can call us at 464-1339 or look for Cameo Shooting and Education Complex on Facebook.
NBC Grand Radio and the Warehouse 2565 are proud to announce the third act in our six-pack concert series powered by Superior Body Shop and Modern Classic Motors. Join us Thursday, May 23rd for Ray Scott and Roger Krieger.
Drinking beer out on the lake. Got a big old boat. Sometimes things take a little longer here on Gulf Coast time.
Don't miss this chance to see two of country's hottest talents in one special 18 and over show. And tickets are just $15.
I ain't always thirsty, but I drink. Riding with your buddy, rolling in the hay, drinking the old saloon.
Spend an evening with Ray Scott and Roger Krieger. Thursday, May 23rd, brought to you in part by Shiner's Flex Wash. Get your tickets now at thewarehouse2565.com.
Why don't you call us,
Team Weather.
Chance for showers and thunderstorms, Grand Junction and Delta 60, 57 in Montrose. Chance for thunderstorms overnight in 42. Showers likely tomorrow, high around 58. Friday, partly sunny and 66.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Colorado high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Colorado High School Activities Association and the Colorado Athletic Directors Association.
Alpine Bank Junior College World Series, coming Memorial Day weekend on the team. The Jim Davis Show.
I've practically been training my whole life to have people who are loud and wrong yell at me.
I've never been so upset in my life.
On in Delta 102.1 and Montrose 100.1, the Team Sports Network.
A27, Jim, and the Buckeye Boy, the Jim Davis Show, all across the Western Slope. And also online at team1340.com, where you can hear this year's Alpine Bank Junior College World Series. Tell your out-of-state friends and stream it. Don't charge you a dime for that. To stream it from our website, team1340.com. All right, about our queued up a question of the day today, and also our quick question, Mike from Scottsdale. Good morning, Mike. Hello, friends. Mexican mayonnaise with lime is my favorite spread. Why couldn't the Sharks have fallen apart literally against the Avs? Finally, don't the Raptors know that they're in the NBA? They're actually playing defense.
Eastern Conference. So Eastern Conference, more defense-oriented.
And now they have that series tied up 2 games apiece. I mean, they win last night with Kawhi just scoring 19 points. Because Kyle Lowry had a good game last night, but they're playing really good defense. And now that series is knotted up 2-2. If you're Adam Silver, you're probably going, okay, Milwaukee's got the Greek Freak. That's probably, if you were asking NBA execs which matchup they'd rather see, it's Golden State Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the Greek Freak.
Toronto's a much bigger city, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's Canada, and I don't know what the attention is going to be for most. I think the casual fan is probably going to be more interested in watching Milwaukee, Golden State,
but Drake,
Giannis, Drake will be locked in. We know that Drake will be locked in. But this isn't about getting Drake to watch. It's about getting just kind of fringe casual NBA fans to watch
for Drake.
And so for the NBA, you don't want Toronto to win this thing.
An alleyway brawl, Drake or Ayesha Curry?
Who?
Ayesha Curry.
I'm going to say Ayesha Curry, yeah.
Oh, I think Drake is secretly soft.
I think he is, too.
Well, he's Canadian, he's super nice, I'm sure. Oh, sorry.
Hey, sorry, to my Raptors, eh? Beat your Bucks, eh? Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Well, sorry about that.
Sorry.
Let's go to Tim Hortons. I'll buy you a cup of coffee and tell him how sorry I am.
You want some poutine?
All right, Josh, what about losing to a team in the lottery like the Avs did to the Blackhawks? And I'm a big Miracle Whip guy. It sting when the team was a lottery team, a team that had a bad season.
But they made it into the playoffs, so...
Yeah.
If he's talking about losing in the playoffs, like losing in the regular season, that happens. Things happen.
Yeah, we're talking postseason.
Yeah.
Yeah, regular season, you're going to lose to teams you shouldn't lose to.
Right. And if teams get into the postseason, then, you know, they're not. Are they really still lottery teams at that point?
Because every team is going to lose at least one game somewhere down the stretch.
Yeah.
One or two or three games that they shouldn't lose to bad teams. See, I can't make that comparison, Josh, because really we're kind of focused on playoffs. If you lose in the playoffs and they go on to win it all, how does that make you feel? Does that make you feel better? Make you feel worse? See, I can't make that comparison to losing to a team in the regular season like the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Good teams are going to lose to bad teams occasionally. Just 82 games is going to happen. From Paul, mayonnaise doesn't go bad. It just becomes Miracle Whip. That's the miracle. The extra tang. That's patience. Apparently he has a, is this a quote from somebody?
I don't know.
Because he has a name under here.
Yeah.
Kyle Kanan?
Kanan? Sure.
A quote, Paul, that I'm not familiar with, and nor is the Buckeye boy.
Nope.
But we do like Miracle Whip, though. We've expressed that on this program. All right, 8:31. Do we have a winner for JUCO Ultimate Fan Contest?
We do. Jake was the correct caller, number 10.
All right, congratulations to Jake. Now, tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock hour, provided we don't forget, 8 o'clock hour, provided we don't forget,
yep.
You'll have chances to win single game tickets those 2 hours.
So you get two more chances.
Yeah, tomorrow. And then we'll draw the winner in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow for the $200 JUCO shopping spree with Mesa Design. So that gives you an idea. Lay of the land of tomorrow. And you still have another chance this hour and next hour to win single game tickets today to the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series. All right, 8:32. Let's go ahead and get into...
We're into four down territory on the Jim Davis Show on the team.
Okay, first down. What's the percentage of Paul Millsap being with the Nuggets this coming season? 50%, 80%, 90%?
I want to say 10, but my head is saying probably 70%.
I'm thinking it's 75. I mean, I'm going to go 80%. I think there's an 80% chance Paul Millsap is still with the Nuggets, and they pick up that $30 million option.
Yeah,
Tim Connelly was pretty direct about it yesterday, that's his plan for Millsap to be in the plans this coming season.
How integral is the future of this team to the fact, this is second down, that Tim Connelly turned down the Wizards job? I think that will continue this team's growth, and they don't have to, I don't think they would ever start from scratch, really, but they don't have to bring in somebody and try to find somebody to fit what they've already got.
I think they found a way to deal with the loss of Masai Ujiri that went to Toronto, and Masai did a great job when he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And they lucked out that Tim Connelly has been, after kind of a rough start, has done a fantastic job leading this franchise, building this roster. I think it's huge for them.
I agree.
Of the game, you want a veteran basketball guy running things, a guy that put this team together. You want him to stick around. We'll talk more next hour about why Connelly decided not to go to Washington. Yeah, I think it's big for this team. All right, third down. We have the Cup Final rematch of the 1970 Stanley Cup Final. Boston-St. Louis. Who do you like in the Cup Final? I'm liking Boston in this one.
Who do I want or who do I think?
Either, both. Sure,
I want the Blues to win because Boston's had enough. Boston's done. For me, I'm tired of Boston winning things. I want the Blues. I think the Bruins are going to win.
You know, they win everything. They have, the sexiest accent, according to some survey, Yeah, there's some survey that had the Boston accent is considered the sexiest in the country.
Was this survey out of Manchester?
I think it was conducted by Mark Wahlberg, I believe. It was a Wahlberg orchestrated survey.
Ben Affleck, maybe?
Wicked! Wicked!
Wicked. Wicked hot.
Wicked hot.
Fourth down. Can we ship Paul Millsap and Ian Desmond to somewhere together? Is that something that we could do? Would that be the first ever multi-sport trade? Do we have somebody that runs a basketball and a baseball team?
See, and you have a bigger problem with Millsap than I do. I have a problem with $30 million.
That's my problem.
The player, what he brings to the table, he has more value than Ian Desmond, I guess, if you want to put him in that category, which you have on occasion.
Yeah.
Who'd be the taker for both those guys?
Both to Toronto.
Well, see, the Rockies have had a nice relationship in working with the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Sending Tulowitzki up there.
Gave us Jeff Hoffman. That worked out great.
Yeah, it's been super. He has been super.
Right.
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Yeah, see if
send them to Canada.
Yeah, see if the Raptors and Blue Jays would make a a two-player deal.
Yeah.
Who do we want? Who do we want in exchange, though? Want Kyle Lowry? Want Kawhi Leonard?
I'll take Kyle Lowry and Kevin Pillar. I don't even know if he's still a Blue Jay.
I would make that. Yeah, that would be a good deal.
Yeah, I would make that deal. They wouldn't, but I would.
Marcus Stroman?
Stroman,
thank you. Marcus Stroman?
He's kind of falling off a little bit, I hear. Huh?
Yeah, I've liked him in the past, though.
Yeah. Little guy.
Pillar, I'd take Pillar, though.
I'd say, yeah, outfield, patrol the outfield, occasionally hit the walk-off homer. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't looked at Stroman's numbers this year, but
I haven't noticed really anything.
Not quite as good as he once was. I will agree with you on that one. All right, 836, that is a quick look at four down territory. Coming up next hour, 940, we'll talk with Chipola coach Jeff Johnson as Chipola comes back trying to win three in a row at the Junior College World Series. You've got something?
Yes, yeah, Stroman has a 2.81 ERA, but he's 2-6.
Ooh. Is that a problem where the Blue Jays just have not been scoring runs for him?
Probably.
That sounds like that's a problem.
Yeah.
Either Pillar or Stroman would be really good, though. I'd take either one.
All right. Sanchez, too, I'd take him.
They got some guys that are worth taking up there. All right, 8:37, we will take a break. We'll come back with more on the Jim Davis Show on the Team, Colorado Sports Leader.
And that's you guys. Clearly, you're all insane.
Jim Davis Show on Indelta 102.1 and Montrose 100.1. The Team Sports Network. Here's the latest from the Team Sports Desk.
Good morning, I'm Jim Davis. Airmon Marquez's dominant start helped snap the Rockies' four-game losing streak of a win at Pittsburgh on Tuesday. Marquez struck out seven and gave up just three hits in Colorado's 5-0 win of the Pirates. Trevor Story hit his 11th home run of the season with Charlie Blackmon going 3-for-5 with a two-run triple. John Gray gets the start for the Rocks tonight against Pittsburgh. Pregame at 4:25 on the Team Sports Network. Nuggets president of basketball operations Tim Connelly isn't going anywhere, and the same is likely for Denver forward Paul Millsap. Connelly met with the media yesterday after he turned down the chance to return to Washington to run the Wizards. Connelly started his career in Washington and has ties to the area. He said his goal is for Millsap to remain a Nugget. The veteran forward is due $30 million next season and would have the highest projected cap number in 2019-2020. The second day of all the girls' state golf tournaments were snowed out yesterday on the Front Range. In 5A Grand Junction's Brettlin Odell is tied for 20th, with teammate Jenna Greenlee tied with Fruita Munn's Maddie Mascarenhas in 63rd. Wildcats' Miranda DeCrow was tied for 53rd. In 4A, Montrose High's Ashlyn Manuel is tied for 21st, with teammate Caroline Burwell tied for 66th. For Palisade, McKenna Shaw is tied for 39th, with teammate Katie Norell tied for 51st. And Kayla Keith is tied for 66th and 3. Rifles' Macy Smith is tied for 4th, with Bears teammate Brandon Say in 46th. I'm Jim Davis, Colorado Sports Leader of the Team. We're online at theteam1340.com.
The never-ending contest keeps rolling. We're working on our second $1 million in prizes, and you could be the next big winner. This month, from Zach of Diamonds, you could win a beautiful Tahitian pearl necklace with a 14-karat gold clasp and a luxury folding knife with a Damascus steel blade and abalone handle. A total value of $5,235, courtesy of Zach of Diamonds Jewelry Company. When you win any contest on our station, you'll be qualified for this month's grand prize. Keep listening for your chance to win in the never-ending contest.
Commercial Refuse Service.
Ready to turn your economy around? Start by saving on your trash service. DRS offers commercial and residential service and recycling with no contracts to sign. Those bright red dumpsters mean personal, customer-friendly service that fits your needs and your budget. DRS, serving Grand Junction, Delta, and Montrose. 243-8555.
Commercial Refuse Service. Minimal trash disposal guarantee.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNDV News Center. Rocky Mountain Health Plan is in a position it has seen only twice in the past 45 years. It's looking for a new CEO. President and CEO Steve Erkenbrack announcing he'll be leaving the position this summer. Erkenbrack doesn't call it a retirement and tells the Daily Sentinel he won't seek another CEO position, but other than that, has no specific plans for the future. Another national retailer is closing in Grand Junction, Dress Barn, making the announcement yesterday, saying the chain has not been operating at an acceptable level of profitability. All Dress Barns across the country remain open, and will release information about sales and individual store closings during the wind-down process. Showers continue across the Grand Valley and Colorado through tomorrow evening. Several inches of new snow is possible at higher elevations. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Jim Davis Show is worldwide at theteam1340.com and on iTunes, The Team.
8:41, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. Most trusted name in automobiles. If your team loses to a team in the playoffs and that team goes on to win it all, to make you feel better or worse, or would you rather have that team lose in the next round as opposed to, well, they went and won it all, I guess we lost the best team in the league. Does that really make you feel better?
If it's not a team you hate.
Yeah.
A little, I guess.
Yeah, like we said, we had to put the kind of the
right
caveat to that. But what if it is, if you're a Broncos fan, it's the Chiefs or the Chargers, Raiders, Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna want them to go down in flames next round, get their brains beat in.
See, and if the Nuggets took Golden State to six games, right, but they swept the Blazers and then sweep the Eastern Conference champions, I feel a lot better.
Sure.
Like, oh, look at that. Best challenge of the playoffs was the Nuggets. But they took Portland to seven and then got swept eventually. Portland did. It's like, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, it's not as good a look, is it? Because you're thinking, okay, what if Denver did win Game 7?
Would they have swept them in three?
Right. I know what you're saying, though.
Be a gentleman sweep, 4-1?
If they beat them by 30 in the first three games, they just say, let's forget about the fourth game, you're moving on? No.
Mm-hmm.
No. But, yeah, would you feel bad? Because that's not going to make you feel good, right?
Right.
Struggle to beat Portland, and then you go and you get swept in four games by Golden State. It doesn't make you feel very good.
No.
But you get to the Western Conference Finals. Is that a case where you get swept by Golden State? You hope they go and they sweep Milwaukee, Toronto, wherever you go. Well, at least
We're just one of the many victims. Yep. Yeah,
along the path of carnage for the Warriors in their postseason.
If you're Portland, you definitely hope Golden State sweeps, so you can be like, okay.
See,
it wasn't just us.
They're pretty good.
Right.
Like what they did to Milwaukee or Toronto. Yeah, we're not.
Because if they.
We're not
they
the only ones.
Struggle with the Eastern Conference team. We're like, okay, they struggled with Houston. They took us pretty handily. Then they struggle. What's wrong with us? That's where my mind goes.
All right, Rockies got the win last night at Pittsburgh, 5-0. Airman Marquez doing what you need. Somebody doing this rotation.
Right.
Stop the bleeding, stop a losing streak. His outstanding effort last night, 8 scoreless, allowed the Rockies to snap the 4-game losing streak that they had been on, coming off the loss to the Red Sox and then the 3-game sweep by Philadelphia at Philly. But here are the Rockies now, well out of first place in the National League West. We expected this team, along with many pundits, Harold Reynolds picking the Rockies to win the National League West this year. So you're thinking here as we head toward Memorial Day weekend, didn't expect the Rockies to be in first place necessarily, but probably within, 3 to 5 games of first place.
Closer than 9.5 out.
Yeah. One of the highest payrolls in Rockies history. That's what they opened up with this year.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Ian Desmond.
Yeah, and the Rockies, and look, the Mets are a team kind of like the Rockies, right? A lot of expectations for the Mets with what they did in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Super high payroll. And
a better record than the Rockies right now.
And the Mets had a press conference the other day saying that they're not going to fire Mickey Callaway.
The dreaded vote of confidence.
Never good. Things are never going well if you have the vote of confidence press conference.
Right. And we're not going to fire Mickey Callaway. Press conferences always usually end with yet.
But at this point in time,
right,
his job is safe.
We're not going to fire him right now.
We'll let you know tomorrow if we change our tune on that, which is entirely possible. But the Mets and the Rockies, there were expectations. They made some offseason moves, the Mets more than the Rockies. A couple of high payroll teams. the Rockies going to back-to-back postseasons. Big expectations for both franchises, and both have kind of started out the same way. Certainly not where people thought they were going to be, but most notably the Rockies. Now, for the Rockies, they've made one kind of move as of late, and that was bringing up Brendan Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
That has not gone particularly well. Brendan Rodgers has not been the player that's kind of helped to jumpstart anything. He's had 8 strikeouts so far. An 8 plate appearance. He struck out 4 times, not 8 strikeouts. So he's off to a rough start. Has that, a hit and an RBI so far?
Yeah, but, I mean, he's had 8 at-bats over 4 games now. It's not like they're playing him every day.
No, and in fairness to him, they're not... The expectation for him to come in all of a sudden, right, you know, start out with this incredible Calico Joe, you know, yeah, 5-for-5 in his first, you know, 3 right, games or something like that.
But,
that's laughable.
And he's getting 4 plate appearances a night in Albuquerque, and he's got, you know, 2 a game on average now since he's been up. So it's going to affect his rhythm a little bit. He's just
sure,
gonna, you know, I won't really put that much into that one.
But the thought was he would come up and maybe help give them a little offensive spark,
right,
at second base.
It right, hasn't. Well, and that's not necessarily on him. That's on us for thinking, oh man, he's hitting 390.
It was like 356 or something.
He was
really,
yeah,
really swinging it well.
He's
going
to come up and do that to major league pitching.
No. Well, and anybody who thought that, I certainly didn't expect that.
Right.
I thought the time was now. If you're going, even though the control situation,
mm-hmm,
team control, I'm you know, starting the clock. I don't know about that.
Right. But he also did have to face Aaron Nola and Eflin too, which not the greatest guy to go against in your debut, Aaron Nola.
And you look at who the Rockies, some of the pitchers they have faced to start out. You mentioned Aaron Nola, Chris Sale, though they were able to come back and get the win. Chris Sale got a no decision, but they were able to get the win in that game.
The breeze from their bats to Phil Sale.
Yeah, and a lot of the things that the Rockies players are saying is that, well, look at all the pitching we have faced as of late. At some point, doesn't that cease to be an excuse, though, for this team, who has certainly seen Charlie Blackmon really get on fire here? We referenced how Charlie's numbers have been phenomenal over this last 10-game stretch. Charlie had the 3-for-5 night last night, had the 2 RBI triple last night. Arenado's been swinging it better. Blackman's really been swinging it well. But you still look at the Rockies that they're still striking out 34% of their at-bats. That's the most in Major League Baseball. 34% of their at-bats are strikeouts.
Right, and it's the old adage of, it's kind of, if every room you're in stinks, maybe it's you. You know, if every pitcher is striking you out 10, 12 times a night, maybe it's you.
Yeah, I get it. You face some good arms, but are you also chasing a lot of pitches out of the zone? Terrible plate discipline. Are you part of the problem? Yeah, they've got good stuff, but are you making some of their bad pitches look good because you don't have any discipline? You're anxious.
How many weak groundouts to the right side or just kind of looping liners to left has this team hit when they're not striking out? They're chasing pitches.
And to talk about something that Brian Gumbel just really, really hates, and that's sabermetrics, that's mm-hmm, advanced analytics. Their WRC plus, which is the park adjusted measure for overall offense, 2nd worst in baseball, only ahead of the Tigers. They have been 46% worse than even league average.
Yeah. And the Tigers aren't even in last place.
No.
Thank you, Kansas City.
Yeah, exactly. And I think what we've seen so far is that bringing up Brendan Rodgers, who expected to maybe help light some kind of little spark, they've been very patient. You haven't heard Bud Black's, you know, there's been no dreaded vote of confidence, which that would be ridiculous if Jeff Bridich did that. There seems to be a sense, if you hear from all the different players, from a David Dahl to a Trevor Story, it's, we just need to get a string of few hits together and things will start to turn around. Well, they haven't exactly yet. They haven't gone on a great run here as of late. Maybe last night was the start of something. I don't know. But it's not just the offense. It's Kyle Freeland, who we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And the really rough start that Kyle Freeland has had this year. He only managed the five outs against the Phillies. Threw 65 pitches. His ERA is now 6.02. Hopefully, they need another hero tonight, okay? Marquez was that guy last night. John Gray, you have to be that guy tonight. Somebody has to pick up the slack. Kyle Freeland isn't pitching well. Whatever the reason, the blister issue from the past, put him on the injury list.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the problem for Kyle Freeland is right now, other guys have to pick up that slack. It's got to be the classic John Fox, next man up. Now it's got to be John Gray. Marquez did his job last night.
Yeah.
Back into this rotation. Guys have got to start carrying your weight here.
No, I totally agree. And you mentioned two names that, you know, they said, we just got to string some hits together, Trevor Story and David Dahl. Well, if you two don't strike out 103 times between the two of you, you know, that's going to help things a little bit. The Rockies have 416 strikeouts from guys that aren't pitchers. A quarter of those are from two guys. No one else on the team is north of 37, and they have 50 and 53, Dahl and Story, respectively.
Yeah.
You know, Nolan Arenado has four fewer at-bats than Trevor Story, 31 fewer strikeouts.
Nolan and Charlie are not the problem.
No.
Story hit a home run last night. That's great. But David Dahl, dude, you've got to do a better job with the runners in scoring position than what he's been doing.
Even some of the guys we've maligned the last 2 years.
Tony Walters
hitting .289. Raimel Tapia is at .292. Now, even Ryan McMahon is at .259. That's not great, but it's better than your alternatives at second base. Daniel Murphy's .176. Garrett Hampson, .194, no longer in the big leagues. You know, he got sent down. And Brandon Rogers, yeah, he's hitting .125, but again, he's 1-for-8.
Yeah, and it's not fair.
Right.
The limited sample size for him.
And if you're going to rely on him to be a spark, you got to at least give him some matches. You know what I mean?
Give him some opportunity to go out there. And if you brought him up for a reason, right?
Right.
Then you need to start playing him there.
It's not to sit on the bench.
And look, I get it. Murphy had a fractured finger. It's not the best start for him. But the expectation was way higher for Daniel Murphy and what he was going to mean for this offense.
Yeah.
A lot of people felt like that, including myself, that he could be a difference maker in what he could do power-wise at Coors Field, bring them some stability at first base. That has not been the case. It's been the, you know, death by a thousand cuts here.
Mm-hmm.
Freeland not pitching well. Poor plate discipline with the number of strikeouts we mentioned. 34% of their at-bats are strikeouts. Dahl, Story, not as productive. And they've had some bright spots, like you mentioned, with Tony Walters. .286, right, for Tony?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
If you would have told me that before the start of the season, hey, Tony Walters is hitting .286 in the month of May,
I'd
be like,
it. Fantastic.
That's just the cherry on top. But that was also the expectation that David Dahl would be better with runners in scoring position, that Kyle Freeland wasn't pitching the way Kyle Freeland's pitching now. And this team, I know the Bud Black is trying to preach patience here, but at some point, when are they so patient that they play themselves out of being a contender?
You know how bad
for a wild card spot.
A start Daniel Murphy's off to.
It's going to be one of the worst in his career.
It absolutely is, but this guy, so now he's in his 11th full season in the major leagues. It takes a lot to lower your career batting average. He went from a 300, he lowered his average 3 points, his career average 3 points.
Ooh.
In 2 months, he went from 300 to .297. That doesn't seem like a great of drop, but when you consider 4,800 at-bats over the course of his career, he dropped it 3 points.
How bad
he's been this year.
Like Jim and the Buckeye Boy were talking about the Rockies and where they are right now in the season. You look at that. That is a horrific start when you do that much. You drop your career batting average that much in just a relatively a short period of time.
Yeah.
And at some point, if Murphy doesn't get it going here, when does the heat start get ratcheted up on Jeff Breidich again? Desmond, $70 million, 5-year deal. Murphy, yeah. Fortunately, just a 3-year deal, but paying him an awful lot of money. Where those are the two, quote, gems of your free agency the last few years,
mm-hmm.
aren't doing anything right now.
No, they're not.
Spending what? See, Murphy's what, $25 million, something like that, in that neighborhood?
Yeah, 25 over 2, I think.
So you're spending close to $100 million on two guys that can't hit their way out of a wet paper bag right now. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, this year you have $25 million between the two of them. 15 for Desmond, 10
yeah,
just, for Daniel Murphy.
Just for this year.
Just for this
totality year. Totality of the contract, though, it's close to $100 right. million dollars for both guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you got Nolan Arenado making $26 million this year, earning almost every penny.
Yeah. Charlie, who, of course, they signed the extension mm-hmm. before Nolan, the season before, are earning what the Rockies are paying him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shake your head about the hole they put themselves in, and can they now the division? Don't even think about the division right now.
Right?
Can you keep yourself in the wild card chase?
So here's their. Oh, we don't have enough time. Yep. We'll get to that later.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back with hour three.
Now's the time to get a hot deal on a new Silverado at Ed Bozar Chevrolet. Get more out of your summer and pay less right now. Save up to $12,000 off MSRP on the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado. MSRP $46,895, sale price just $34,498. Experience the rugged reliability and proven performance of Silverado and save with the season's deepest discount. Find new roads at the number one selling Chevy dealer in Colorado, Ed Bozar's Mark Miller Chevrolet Buick 2595 High. Highway 6 and 50, Silverado stock number 12395, see dealer for details.
It's your next game up on the team.
Today on the team, John Gray takes the mound as the Rockies face the Pittsburgh Pirates. Jack Corgan and Jerry Schimmel will have it from Pittsburgh at 425 today. They'll wrap up that series with the Pirates tomorrow morning. Pregame at 955 on the Team Sports Network. And on Saturday at 820 in the morning, it's the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series. For play-by-play schedules, go to theteam1340.com.
Colorado's sports leader, 101 FM, 1340 AM. The Team. Team weather.
Chance for showers and thunderstorms, Grand Junction and Delta 60, 57 in Montrose. Chance for thunderstorms overnight in 42. Showers likely tomorrow, high around 58. Friday, partly sunny and 66.
You love your new home, but if you want to keep enjoying it, you've got to make the payments. It's the same with Strive. Hi, this is Doug Sorter, Vice President of Strive. Thanks to your generous donations, we've moved into a beautiful new facility that lets us better meet the needs of some very special folks on the Western Slope. But to keep providing the care and services we offer, we're depending on your continued support. If you'd like to donate or just find out more about Strive, visit our website at strivecolorado.org. Thank you for helping us frame the future.
It's your next game up on the team.
Today on the team, John Gray takes the mound as the Rockies face the Pittsburgh Pirates. Jack Corgan and Jerry Schimmel will have it from Pittsburgh at 425 today. They'll wrap up that series with the Pirates tomorrow morning. Pregame at 955 on the Team Sports Network. And on Saturday at 820 in the morning, it's the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series. For play-by-play schedules, go to theteam1340.com.
Colorado's sports leader, 101 FM, 1340 AM. The Team, covering the Western Slope, KTMM Grand Junction, K266 CE Grand Junction, KNAM Silt Rifle, K254CO Silt Rifle. The Team. Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
With a face to Boston Bruins, this on the heels of a Game 6 St. Louis 5-1 win at home over San Jose to win the series 4-2. Blues head coach Craig Berube on the win.
Maybe sat back a little too much at times. You know, we got the lead. That's natural a little bit, you know, to protect it. But, you know, that team, I give them credit. They battled hard all night, and it was closer than you think. Couple big saves by our goalie, and I thought our guys did a good job of sticks and blocking shots and all the little things that, you know, we had to do to close that game out.
Game one of the Stanley Cup Final will be Monday, the 27th, in Boston. Catch it on 8 p.m. Eastern time on NBC. Meanwhile, the Toronto Raptors have evened up
their series, Eastern Conference Final in the NBA, at two games apiece, a home 120-102 win over the Milwaukee Bucks. Lots of afternoon baseball coming up later today. 1:10 p.m. Eastern time, it all begins. Cincinnati is at Milwaukee. Cleveland hosts Oakland. Kansas City on the road at St. Louis. Seattle is at Texas. The final afternoon game will be the San Diego Padres home for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Interesting story here in baseball. Last season's number 8 overall draft pick of the Atlanta Braves, Carter Stewart, who ended up not signing because he had an injury, has agreed to a 6-year contract worth $7 million to go pitch for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks of the Japanese Pacific League, the first player to ever do so. He will not be in the draft, where he was estimated to be a second-round pick. This update brought to you by Wrangler Outdoor Pants and Shirts, made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. Try them on today. I'm Dan Schwartzman. This is NBC Sports Radio and the NBC Sports Scores app.
Western Colorado's home of the Rockies, the Team Sports Network. Presents the Jim Davis Show. Call or text the team line at 970-242-1340 on Colorado's sports leader, the team.
Jim Davis along with the Buckeye boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, asking you today our Q-double question of the day. In the playoffs, do you feel better if the team that beats your team goes on and wins it all, or do you want them just to go down in the next round? It depends on who it is, right? If you're a Broncos fan, if it's Jacksonville or the Colts, the Texans, and they go on and say they win it all.
Yeah.
You're probably, you're like, dang it. But oh well, I like Andrew Luck.
Right.
Good for them.
Feel a little better. Not a lot, but a little.
But if it's the Chiefs, it's the Patriots, it's the Chargers, the Raiders, and say they beat the Broncos in the playoffs and they go on and win the whole thing, you're just ticked, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You're just not happy. Or do you still take a thing of, well, at least we lost to the champions? Does that overrule all you're thinking? Well, at least we lost to the team, regardless who they are rivalry-wise, we lost to the team that won it all. I can't go with that. I can't. I cannot be happy about the Broncos losing the Pats or the Chiefs and go, well, at least we lost the champions. No, it's going to hurt even more. That's where you hope, man, they just go down in the next round and go down hard.
Mm-hmm.
So your thoughts on that? Also, Mayo versus Miracle Whip. I think we've had, a couple of texts pro Mayo?
Yeah.
Mostly it's been Miracle Whip today?
Pretty much.
I think that's where we both are, preferring Miracle Whip over Mayo. So you can text us, Bob Scott, RV Team Text Line, 970-242-1340, or call us on the Chick-fil-A breakfast team phone line. That's 970-242-1340. All right, we talked a little bit about Tim Connelly at his presser yesterday after it was reported that Connelly, who was approached by the Washington Wizards to be the guy to take over their basketball operations, that he had decided to stay in Denver. Reports were they were going to pay him more money. Connelly has ties to the area. His wife has ties to the D.C. area. Connelly started his NBA career as an intern. Then he was in charge of the video department with the Washington Wizards. A lot of ties. And I think, didn't we all kind of, when we heard about this a few weeks back, we're all kind of going, he's gone.
He's as good as gone, yeah.
He's going to go back. They're going to pay more money. He's from there. His wife's from there. He's gone. But Tim Connelly, shocking, I think, all of us, and a pleasant shock, I should say,
mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to stay in Denver. And Connelly said, and this was from the Denver Post, loyalty and patience is such a rarity in professional sports, and that's here in spades. Those things matter to me. You kind of close your eyes, you envision yourself somewhere else, and you think about those relationships, and collectively, I had a hard time envisioning myself elsewhere. He said one of the principal relationships he has is with Josh Kroenke, who did give him the permission to talk to the Wizards about the job. And Conley said, if the Wizards were ever dumb enough to call me, I would love to have the conversation. That's what Conley told Kroenke earlier this year. But then when Conley did meet with them, thought about the relationships in Denver, thought about where this team is now. And this is a team that he helped put to where it is right now. He helped build this team through the draft. Gary Harris Jr., Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic. Yeah, for Conley, remember, it didn't get off to a very good start. Remember one of his first big hires? Brian Shaw.
I almost completely had the Men in Black memory wipe of the Brian Shaw era.
Nope.
But alas, it happened.
And remember, that put him on the hot seat after things did not go well with Brian Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
He was also the guy that gave Kenneth Faried an awful lot of money, and they had to figure out how to get out of that deal.
An awful lot of money to be a spark plug off the bench.
Yeah. But even with the mistakes that he made, Conley got the ship righted. He took a leap of faith on bringing in Mike Malone,
mm-hmm.
who had got canned at Sacramento. And I think there was a lot of people, and then we talked about it on the show, who in the hell is Michael Malone?
Right.
Why? What, you're bringing in a guy from Sacramento that he got fired by them. How good of a coach can this guy really be? It was his first time being an NBA head coach, and he got fired.
You know, and the power struggle between Jusuf Nurkić and Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, they had to deal with that because that became...
trade was panned nationally. Like, what are they... Why are they giving up on blah, blah, blah? And Nurkić has done good things in Portland, and he's a key piece to that team when he's healthy, but...
I think at that point in time, didn't we all also perceive that Jusuf Nurkić was the more developed player,
mm-hmm.
was the more finished product at that time?
Oh, absolutely.
That Jokic had a lot of raw talent, but Nurkić was the guy that was the player that you did not want to get rid of.
Right.
And they made their decision to stay with Nikola Jokic, and it was a smart one.
It's paying out well now, yeah.
And here's something else to think about, too. That it's important when you have a guy that's a front office, the guy runs your front office, and the guy that coaches your team when they stay together. Because if you look at what's happened in San Antonio, for example, the longtime relationship between Greg Popovich and R.C. Buford there.
Right.
These guys have been together for more than 20 seasons. What have they done together?
Five rings.
Conley and Michael Malone are connected. He brought him in. He took a chance on him. And the feeling is that maybe if you can continue that continuity, front office, head coach, like Popovich and Buford, that maybe you see similar results in Denver at some point in time.
Yeah, hopefully get them both to stick around a little bit. I think Mike Malone's got probably a couple more years left before they have to even start worrying either extension or moving on, because I think he's earned himself a couple more years.
And Michael Malone said this about Conley and the rest of Denver's front office staff, that he wouldn't be there without Tim Conley. And he was so glad that Arturas Karsanovas, who's the Nuggets GM, got an extension. And that he goes, and Malone's like, look, I love that we're all moving forward together, tied together.
Mm-hmm.
I think for Tim Conley, just look, it's a great situation for Denver. It provides continuity.
Right.
He's had way more hits than misses over the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I think we touched on it yesterday. I think the fact that he has Josh Kroenke's trust, you know, Karsanovas, Mike Malone, they all have the trust from the franchise to kind of be left alone. Remember we said, what was the thing the Nuggets and the Avs really needed? It was Josh Kroenke to step out of the way. Josh Kroenke stepped out of the way. Both teams made the Western Conference semifinals this year. Coincidence? Maybe, but probably not. They all have the trust. And, you know, Ted Leonsis is not a micromanagement owner.
No.
I mean, but it's going to take some time to earn the trust where he's not going to be in that meeting every time.
And Conley is a guy that has ties. He's been there. He worked for the Wizards before he went ultimately to be the assistant GM in New Orleans. He worked in Washington. Ted Leonsis knows him.
Right.
And that's why they went after him.
But still, as a lower-level guy in the GM office as opposed to being the team president, it's a little bit different responsibility. You may trust a guy that's three rungs down the ladder a little more because you hope the guys in between you will help guide his decisions. But when he's the guy making calls for your organization, it's only natural to not have the same amount of trust in the new guy as he Connolly would get in Denver from Josh Kroenke.
Well, and I think that you've seen the relationship with Tim Connolly and Josh Kroenke grow. They are, it's not just a boss-employee relationship. Everything that I've read, the two guys are very close. And that was going to be a hard relationship from Conley to walk away from. Because, like you said, with Ted Leonsis, Conley, they know each other. But there's not that relationship like Conley has with a Josh Kroenke.
And I'm not sure he's going to be able to build that with Ted Leonsis. That's a way different dude. Josh Kroenke, the rich owner, is Stan Kroenke. Josh is in control of the day-to-day operations. Ted Leonsis is the codgety old billionaire owner guy. I'm not sure you're going to be able to build the same bond and relationship with a Ted Leonsis that you do with Josh Kroenke. Maybe, but I think the fact, one, they're much closer in age is helping that out too.
Yeah, you have guys that are similar age, a lot of common interests. And for Tim Connolly, do I want to go to Washington where, I've got family ties. My wife has family ties. I've been there. Mm-hmm. I have warm memories of that place. It's where my NBA career started. But look at the work I'm going to have to do.
Yeah.
And look where this team is right now. Look where the Nuggets are. Western Conference semifinals. Won the division this year. Second seed in the Western Conference. A very tough Western Conference. This team should only get better. Young superstars that are pretty much, for the most part, the exception of Jamal Murray, taken care of for a while, particularly Nikola Jokic. You've got a lot of positives. In Washington, it's a lot of question marks.
A lot of older guys.
Yep.
You know, you have Trevor Ariza, Dwight Howard, both.
The often injured John Wall.
Yeah. John Wall's been in the league now 8 years. You have Jeff Green.
And it seems like he's played 3 years.
Yeah, it seems like he's only played four or five. You have some nice pieces in Bradley Beal. He's there. You know, Bobby Portis, good piece. Sam Decker from Wisconsin. But you're going to have to do a lot of work. You know, Jabari Parker, flame out. But he's there. You're going to have to do a ton of work. And you're going to have to do it. I'm not sure what their cap situation is. I think they're a little bit tighter on the cap than the Nuggets. You're going to have to do it with not as much money. What are you going to do with Scott Brooks? You know, the East is coming up. You have a much deeper Eastern Conference.
Toronto, Milwaukee, Philadelphia.
Boston.
And whatever happens with Kyrie there will have an impact on their franchise.
Brooklyn's not terrible.
No.
They're okay. You know, and you kind of luck out with in Denver that, you know, what's going to happen in Houston? Are they going to break that up? You know, does Kevin Durant leaving Golden State, what does that do? It may make them better, which is also scary. You know, but Portland was there for the taking. You know, Utah's there. San Antonio's always there. But I think the East is going to be a little bit deeper, and maybe that played into it as well.
And then now that Tim Connolly is staying in Denver, how do they address the offseason? We've talked about Paul Millsap. That's kind of priority number one now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you bring him back, $30 million? And you heard Tim Connolly. We talked about the comments from Connolly saying that he would like Millsap to come back.
Yeah.
Will it be a $30 million? They find a way to restructure or whatever. That remains to be seen.
It's probably easier to do that with Tim Connolly as opposed to a new guy.
Absolutely. And so do the Nuggets, though, do they dip their toe in the water of the K-class, as it's being called? Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Kemba Walker, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard. Those guys are all going to be out there as free agents this summer. And do the Nuggets get involved in any of that? You know, they've made runs at guys in the past. Remember, they brought in Dwayne Wade, ended up not signing with the Nuggets. They made a late push for LeBron James. I don't think it was a very serious push by them. But they
got in the conversation.
But Connelly made some overtures to LeBron and his people, and there was some at least little preliminary discussion. Mm-hmm. Never went very far. So they have dipped their toe in that water before.
But
will they
Kevin
get...
Durant, Kyrie Irving, pass. Hard pass on both.
I just don't think they'd be good fits. I don't.
Let them go to New York.
Love me some Klay Thompson, though. You know the big Klay Thompson fan I am.
Yeah?
Klay Thompson in Denver.
There's your corner three-point shooter.
Whew. How good could he make that team? What's one of the things they need? They need better perimeter shooting.
Mm-hmm. More consistent perimeter shooting,
yeah,
for sure.
And he would deliver that. So it'll be an interesting summer for the Nuggets. How involved do they get in free agency? That remains to be seen. And are they now viewed by free agents, by the Klay Thompsons, the Durants, all the Kyrie Irvings, as a place that people want to go play? Second seed in the Western Conference, really good young talent. If you're Kevin Durant, would that make sense for you to go to Denver? You feel like that is the next... Because all of a sudden, he would be the alpha dog there. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But is that a good fit for Denver? I don't think it's a good fit. As good as Durant is, I don't think it's a good fit for them.
No,
Klay Thompson, though.
Oh, yeah.
Klay Thompson, though, I think would be a dynamite fit.
Right. I think Klay's not going to sign until Kevin Durant figures out what he's going to do, though.
And then that will, I think, you're right, I think will have an impact on what Klay Thompson does going forward. All right, 918, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. Text or call us, 970-242-1340. Let's go back to the Bob Scott RV team text line this morning. Check out the text line. From AJ Millsap for $30 million. Yow, too much. From Eric this morning. If bumped from the playoffs, I usually cheer for the team that has the fewest championships or the underdog, unless it is the hated rival, i.e. Patriots or Raiders. I will never cheer for them. Mayo over fake mayo any day, especially in the realm of generic brands.
Well, there is no generic Miracle Whip. It's just sandwich dressing or whatever they call it.
Yeah, sandwich.
And it's not the same across brands. Mayo kind of is.
Yeah, Miracle Whip to me has a very unique...
Distinct
place that belongs just to Miracle Whip. There are a lot of imitators out there.
No duplicators.
Absolutely. All right, 919. And right now, we have two left this morning because we didn't get the second one in last hour. It's your cue right now.
Killing it.
Just killing it today. 10th caller on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, 970-242-1340. You score yourself a pair of tickets, single-game tickets to the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series, which gets started Saturday at Sam Saplazio Field, which can be heard right here on the Team JUCO Radio Network. Caller 10, you get two tickets to the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series, and you're into the drawing, which we'll do in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow for the $200 shopping spree at the ballpark with Mesa Design, the official concessionaire of the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more on the Jim Davis Show on the Team, Colorado Sports Leader, online at theteam1340.com.
The Jim Davis Show. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. On in Grand Junction, 101.1 and 1340, the Team Sports Network.
Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Today's birthday shout-out goes to Tommy John. Last month, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary added Tommy John surgery as an official entry. On September 25th, 1974, Dr. Frank Job performed an experimental procedure in which he replaced the permanently damaged ulnar collateral ligament in John's pitching arm with a tendon from his right forearm. And the rest is orthopedic history, folks. After missing a year to recover, John miraculously returned to pitch for another 13 years, until the age of 46. It's better to have an orthopedic surgery than a venereal disease named after you, he once joked to the New York Post. I agree with that. In recent years, John and his son, Tommy III, have been trying to teach youngsters how to take care of their arms to avoid their namesake procedure. So happy 76th birthday, TJ. I bet you can still swing it. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hiring is challenging, but with ZipRecruiter, hiring is simple, fast, and smart. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/go. That's ZipRecruiter.com/go. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $22.99 after a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So, you want an all-wheel drive sedan? Then you go to Honda. Toyota, Nissan. Red Rock Nissan has the all-new 2019 all-wheel drive Altima. Take that, Camry and Accord. The Altima costs thousands less than the two-wheel drive Camry or Accord. Plus, get a whopping 36 miles to the gallon. Move over, Camry and Accord. The all-wheel drive 2019 Altima is here. This month, get it for only $21,900. That's right, $21,900 at Red Rock Nissan on Highway 6 and 50. Think Nissan, think Red Rock Nissan.
Do you have a rockin' ride, a stunning street rod, a mind-blowing muscle car, a boss bike, or an over-the-top truck? NBC Grand Radio and Grand Junction Parks and Rec are giving you a chance to show it off at our 5th annual Chrome and Bruce Car Show, June 29th. Kick off the weekend with exciting Friday night drag racing. Then on Saturday, it's Western Colorado's premier car show and the only one that's held under the trees at Lincoln Park. Discount Tire and Integra Motorsports are presenting a special appearance by customizing wizard Bill Carlton of Extensive Metalwork, who you may have seen on the show Texas Metal. Enter your ride now for a chance to win trophies and prizes in a variety of categories. Registration is $25 in advance, $35 the day of the show, and the first 75 entries get a free T-shirt and dash plaque. Be a part of the 5th annual Chrome and Ruth Car Show, powered by A&A Auto Customs. Save the date, Saturday, June 29th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Lincoln Park. To register, stop by our studios or go to chromeandbrews.com.
Team Weather.
Chance for showers and thunderstorms, Grand Junction and Delta 60, 57 in Montrose. Chance for thunderstorms overnight in 42. Showers likely tomorrow, high around 58. Friday, partly sunny and 66.
My name is Emma Franco, and I'm a service and support specialist for Strive. When somebody's in the department for a host home, they want to eventually live on their own and live as independently as possible. We create programs to start with the basics with them to gain that independence. Watching them grow and make progress, it's definitely a rewarding job.
You can help Strive frame the future by assisting those with developmental disabilities in reaching their full potential. To learn more or to make a donation, go to strivecolorado.org.
It's the Western Slopes baseball tradition, the JUCO World Series on the team.
So excited to get things going, we might fall start.
It's the Jim Davis Show on Colorado Sports Leader, the team.
.924 I'm Jim Davis, along with the Buckeye Boy, the Jim Davis Show on Colorado Sports Leader, the team. And we have a winner for our Ultimate JUCO Fan Contest.
Yes, John was caller number 10.
All right, so we'll do one more qualifier this hour, one of the 7, 8 o'clock hour tomorrow, and then we'll pick the winner of the shopping spree out at the ballpark with Mesa Design in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. All right, we had the question today, and the question, the cutable question of the day today is,
Would you, when you're eliminated from the playoffs, would you rather the team that did the deed lose as well or win the whole thing?
All right, so on the Chick-fil-A breakfast team phone line, we have Greg, who's on the phone line. Greg, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, just a comment on the mayonnaise or the Miracle Whip.
Okay.
Now, my mom had both of them in there, but she would only allow us kids to make sandwiches with the mayonnaise because she used the Miracle Whip every once in a while to clean her greenhouse plant leaves, shined them up real good, And that's what that was for.
Really?
It was just to shine up. Yeah, because I guess the oils and whatnot in the Miracle Whip really do really wonders for green leaf plants in your house.
Interesting. I've never heard that before. Wow.
Yeah, you just put a little tiny bit on a paper towel and wipe them down, and they just look brand new every day.
Did you ever find yourself going over and licking the leaves on the plant just to get a little of that Miracle Whip goodness off those leaves?
Put a piece of cheese on it or something, yeah.
It's like lettuce, right? Sure, just your lettuce substitute, you bet.
But, yeah, with, you know, because that mayonnaise on a grilled cheese sandwich just seems to really knock it right off the block. I just don't know what it is.
All right, very good. Hey, Greg, we appreciate it. Thanks for calling in today.
Okay, have a great day, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I've never heard of that. Occasionally this program, a little household tip for
right.
you.
My mom would take the wavy Lays or the Ruffles and use Miracle Whip as a straight chip dip.
Yeah, I could, I could see that, yeah.
And therefore I do too, occasionally.
I don't know if my mom had anything quite like that. My mom had some interesting things that she did. For example, she had this obsession. We had this thing, this lady that she knew knitted these little, we call them the tidy bowl man. It was this little crocheted, I don't know, thing. Look, it wasn't a doll, but it was crocheted, had arms and legs on it, had a face, and it had like a hat on it. And okay. you take the hat off and you put the roll of toilet paper inside it and put the hat back on. It was supposed to be decorative and supposed to sit on your toilet tank. But my thought was always, well, okay, that's a roll of toilet paper in there. When we run out, going to grab the one out of the tidy bowl man.
Oh, yeah,
My mom would blow a gasket over
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
No, that stays in there. Well, wait a minute. I was out of toilet paper, Mom.
It's decorative, or that's for guests only. Wait, it's the TP, Mom.
What am I supposed to do, Mom? I'm out of toilet paper. There's no other toilet paper around. The tidy bowl man is going to have to make a sacrifice here, okay?
Yep.
A sacrifice for my backside. Simple as that.
Agreed.
All right, still have time to text or call in today. One more chance to get qualified for the Ultimate JUCO Fan Contest. Bob Scott RV Team text line 970-242-1340. Jeff Johnson, Coach Chipola, two-time defending Junior College World Series champions. So he'll join us coming up in just a few minutes. Get to some NFL news this morning that the NFL owners are meeting in Key Biscayne, Florida today, and they're going to consider a proposal to refine the new rule that allows challenges involving pass interference, and they may announce also locations for upcoming drafts. Could Denver be on that list? We will find out sometime today, potentially, if Denver makes the cut. I know Cleveland's name has come up a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
They Cleveland could very well be in the running for one of the next drafts over the next couple of years.
Yeah, they'd have to, I'm guessing, do it at the queue. Weather's just too unpredictable in late April, especially in Cleveland.
And so the owners, remember, they voted in March to allow interference calls or non-calls be challenged by coaches and reviewed via replay as a one-year experiment. Now, the tweak that they're looking at today would take the decision to review pass interference in the final 2 minutes of each half out of the hands of the officials. Reviews in the final 2 minutes require a coach's challenge, too. And so under the rule adopted in March, final 2 minutes, only officials in the booth can stop the game for reviews involving pass interference, as is the case with other reviewable plays. So now they're thinking about taking that away as far as upstairs and turning that into can only be reviewed with a coach's challenge. I personally leave it the way it is with the upstairs 2 minutes. Let the official upstairs, let the New York War Room, let them take a look at it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know
how I feel about that.
I don't know if that's a great change that they're looking at in regard to pass interference.
Yeah, I'm there with you.
Also, you can say goodbye to Oklahoma drills during NFL training camp. The NFL has eliminated various types of high contact drills from training camp, including bull in the ring and the Oklahoma drill. And so that, which has been a staple, I mean,
yeah.
you probably did those when you played football. I certainly did. that that was a staple of a high school football practice. Well, in the NFL, that is no more. And once again, another effort to try to make it, as, in their opinion, as safe as they possibly can. And apparently, the change didn't come from 345 Park Avenue, NFL headquarters. Coaches were directly involved in saying, yeah, we need to stop doing these drills. They lead to a higher rate of concussion, the potential of that happening in these drills. And so they were the ones that said, let's get rid of it. Not the NFL.
Not a bad idea.
Probably not a terrible idea. All right, 9:31, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. And let's go ahead and get to the birthdays today.
It's my birthday, last birthday.
All right, we'll start things out with celebrity birthdays today and celebrating a birthday. Morrissey of the Smiths back in the 80s.
Oh, Cranky Morrissey.
Morrissey is 60 today. Also, you have the birthday today of Naomi Campbell, actress, model. She is 49 today.
Nice.
Once upon a time, engaged to U2's Adam Clayton. Also, Allison Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's daughter, is 47 today. You also have the birthday of, let's see, who else? So the actress Maggie Q turns 40 today. And let's see, business magnate, big-time Oklahoma State booster, T. Boone Pickens.
Easy for you to see.
Yeah, T. Boone Pickens is 91 today. Also, actor-director Richard Benjamin is 81 today. And that's pretty much it as far as your celebrity birthdays today. Sports birthdays, baseball. Julian Tavares celebrates a birthday. Walt Hreniak, Tommy John. You heard Boomer Esiason do the CBS Sports Minute on Tommy John. Of course, famous surgery named after him. Tommy John celebrates a birthday today. From football, Dre Bly, Dave Remington was a legend at Nebraska on the offensive line. McTinglehoff, the former Viking, they all celebrate birthdays today. And that's pretty much it. Unless you got a birthday that I left out that...
I'm not going to mention whose birthday it is. A bad guy. Like, bad person.
Oh, like Hitler level?
Not to Hitler's level. Fine. The Unabomber.
Okay. We will not be wishing him a happy birthday today. All right, 9:33.
A couple good wrestling birthdays, but that's neither here nor there.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, the Planet's champion, Daniel Bryan, who had to retire from head injuries and came back 3 years later. Now he's this evil vegan hippie, which is hilarious.
He's an evil vegan hippie.
He's a bad guy because he's a vegan hippie. Consumerism
is bad.
That type of thing. And Loose Cannon, Brian Pillman, who... died in 97. It would be his birthday today, too.
All right, 9:33. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And Jeff Johnson, the coach of the two-time defending champion, Chipola Florida Indians out of Mariana, Florida. He'll join us next to talk about their opening matchup with Navarro, Texas at the Junior College World Series. That's coming up on the Jim Davis Show on the Team, Colorado's sports leader.
The Jim Davis Show.
Well, it's amazing, and I love it.
On in Delta 102.1 and Montrose 100.1. The Team Sports Network. Here's the latest from the Team Sports Desk.
Good morning, I'm Jim Davis. Airman Marquez's dominant start helped snap the Rockies' four-game losing streak with a win at Pittsburgh Tuesday. Marquez struck out 7 and gave up just 3 hits in Colorado's 5-0 win over the Pirates. Rockies and the Pirates again tonight on the team. Pre-game starts at 4:25. Colorado Mesa baseball team should be hosting the South Central Super Regional this weekend, but conflicts with the Junior College World Series have forced the Mavs to travel to face the other remaining team in Angelo State. The Mavs played in San Angelo in 2017, sweeping the South Central Region Tournament and right to the Division II World Series. Mavs head coach Chris Hang says, of all the places they would have been forced to go, Angelo isn't the worst option.
Played there. We have some good feelings from there. We really played outstanding. We won 4 straight when we went down there in 17. We do have some holdovers from that team. Of all the places we'd have to travel for the Super Regional, that was the one that I have the least trouble with.
1100 KNZZ 92.7 FM will have the Mavericks taking on Angelo State Friday night pregame at 5:45. Once again on 1100 KNZZ. And, of course, it's the Junior College Baseball World Series on the team starting Saturday morning at 8:20. The first game, Walter State, Tennessee, squares off against Cali College of Kansas. I'm Jim Davis, Colorado Sports Leader of the Team, or online at theteam1340.com.
Think about the people you trust. Cookies Mechanical builds trust every day with every project they do. CMU, City Market, the VA Hospital, Stoker Stadium, Gateway Canyon Resorts, all trusted Cookies Mechanical for their projects. Whether your project is residential, remodel, or new commercial construction, you can trust Cookies and their 35 years of experience and expertise. You have plenty of choices, but who do you really trust for your project? Call Cookies Mechanical, 245-0171, online at cookeys.com.
Get your team ready and come to Charlie Dwellington. It's time to plan ahead. The big kickoff event for the 8th Annual Community Hospital St. Baldrick's Head Shaving Event is Saturday. It all starts at 1 o'clock with drink and food specials. There'll be outstanding items in the silent auction and live music with the Landward Rogues and Union of None. You can register your team and get more information about this year's event. Join us at Charlie Dwellington's from 1 to 4 for the kickoff for this year's St. Baldrick's Head Shaving Event.
I was out hiking and came across a deer fawn lying all alone. I wanted to help it, but I wasn't sure how. I called Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and they told me it's actually normal. I learned that its mom is probably off hunting food. If I had touched the fawn, my scent could rub off, and mom might truly abandon it because of me. I'm glad I called Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Now I tell everyone I know, leave wildlife alone. Sponsored by Colorado Parks and Wildlife, Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
It's Western Colorado's greatest baseball tradition, the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series in Grand Junction. Hi, this is Jim Davis, the Team Sports Network's your official home of the JUCO World Series. Join Greg Wenzel, Rio Van Gilder, and myself along with our team for this year's World Series.
And that one is going to get way out of here over the mini monster in left.
Coverage starts at 8:20 in the morning on May 25th. Listen for your chance to win prizes from Qdoba and La Cabra Mexican Cantina. It's the Junior College Baseball World Series on the team and online at theteam1340.com.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Showers continue across the Grand Valley in Colorado through tomorrow evening. Several inches of new snow possible at higher elevations. The Weather Service issuing a freeze warning for northwest Colorado and a winter weather advisory in the southwest mountains through today. If camping's on your list for Memorial Day weekend, you might have to change your plans. U.S. Forest Service has had to reclose some campgrounds, making roads impassable. Make sure you check before you head out. Independence Pass, traditionally a favorite for Memorial Weekend, will not open until sometime next month. There will be skiing, though, for diehards. A-Basin, Brackenridge, both getting dumped on, and Aspen Mountain reopening for the weekend. St. Mary's Hospital opens its new Heart and Vascular Institute today. 46,000-square-foot facility designed to bring high-quality care to western Colorado and eastern Utah. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.
Catch Arenado, Chuck Nasty, and the Rockies. Your home of Rockies baseball. Colorado's sports leader. The team. The Jim Davis Show.
The meat in the broadcasting sandwich.
Ew!
On Grand Junction 101.1 and 1340. The Team Sports Network.
9:40, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy, the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Your home of the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series. We start our coverage this Saturday morning at 8:20 with JUCO today, and then it's Cali College taking on Walter State. Chipola, Florida faces Navarro on Saturday. With us right now, his team has won the last two Junior College World Series titles. The head coach of the Indians out of Mariana, Florida, Chipola coach Jeff Johnson, joins us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. We're doing well.
So how's the travel gone for you guys so far? It's been interesting for a lot of the teams trying to get out here.
Yeah, we left Mariana yesterday about 1 o'clock. It was 98 degrees, and we drove up to Atlanta about 4 hours and flew in last night. We got in here about 11 last night. We drove over a little west of Denver, spent the night. We just getting up, fixing to get on the road. Hopefully the interstate's clear when we get to Grand Junction.
Yeah, we had the rock slide in Glenwood Canyon, so hopefully they did have a lane open. So I'm thinking, you know, fingers crossed, Jeff, things will be good. CDOT will get that taken care of, and you guys won't have any problems getting here. But you win your third straight Gulf District title, your third Florida state championship, taking down Northwest Florida State 14-6. Julio Carrion, who, of course, was with you last year when you won the JUCO World Series, man, he was the catalyst, wasn't he? Drove in 5 runs on 3 hits to lead you guys to that victory.
Yeah, he was, and I'm so proud of Julio. He's had a rough year. He started off the fall. He broke his hammock bone and didn't get to play the whole fall, and kind of was tender late getting back in the spring, and his numbers hadn't been as good as we expect them to be, and then he dislocated his finger. So, you know, he's just getting healthy, and he really showed that at our state tournament and region tournament and played really well. The Grand Slam was a huge hit for us and kind of opened the game up. And, you know, Northwest Florida had really, really played well and really fighting us hard. And, you know, we finally ground the thing out and got ourselves back out here.
Like a lot of the tournaments, your tournament had to deal with some bad weather. I mean, that's kind of been the story for every team this year, Jeff, regardless where you are, Florida to Texas. The weather has played such a big role in everybody's season and trying to deal with that and trying to get games in.
No doubt. You know, we had the one rain day down there, and, you know, it really kind of probably benefited us a little bit, Jim, as far as our pitching staff and all that. We've been a little inconsistent on the mound, and, you know, the guys stepped up last week, and, you know, for us to be successful out here, we're going to have to pitch better and be more consistent on the mound.
Jeff Johnson, the coach of the 2-time defending champion Chipola Indians, coming back to the Junior College World Series to defend their last two titles. You referenced your pitching, Jeff, and right now an ERA of 4.71. And you look at some of the guys that have been some of your more successful starters this year. Cameron Gray is really the guy that you think of first and foremost. 11-5 record so far in the season. 37 strikeouts, 26 walks. Not the greatest strikeout to walk ratio, but he's been able to go out, get guys out, and get victories for you.
He has. Cameron's a young guy. He's from Mariana. He's a two-way guy for us. He's also one of our better hitters. He's 4 or 5 hole for us and just had an outstanding year. He got a little tired as the year went along. Matter of fact, we DH'd him at the state tournament and then pitched him in game 4. But, you know, a great kid. He comes from a great family. And, you know, just a guy you pull for. He does everything the right way. I'm proud of him, what he's been able to do for us this year.
Jeff Johnson, the coach of the Indians out of Mariana, Florida, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the team. And it's Navarro who you face on Saturday, Jeff. And Navarro, they come in with a really good ball club, a team that certainly can hit the baseball, batting average on the season of 288. But they have some guys with some pop in their lineup. Stacy Bailey, most notably, with 9 home runs, 64 RBIs. How much have you learned about the Bulldogs and Navarro?
You know, we haven't been able to do a lot, Jim. It's been kind of a whirlwind getting back to Mariana and trying to get everything going from the state tournament to get out here and get all the, you know, the logistics of getting the Grand Junction done. And we you know, gave our guys a couple of days off. And, you know, we've started our prep for everything as far as Navarro. We got working on some scouting report stuff and all that. But, you know, we right now we're worried about the Chipola Indians and us trying to learn how to play the game the correct way and play the game the right way to be successful. You know, anybody that comes out of the state of Texas, you know, they're a very quality team, but we don't have a lot on them as of now.
Jeff Johnson, the coach of Chipola, Florida, with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the team. You know, there's always those players on your team, Jeff, that certainly are the guys that have the big RBI totals, the home run numbers, pitchers, a lot of strikeouts, guys that win a lot of games on the bump, but there are guys that are kind of glue guys. A guy that'll make that big defensive play, maybe not have the best batting average, but he's a guy that you count on maybe for solid defense. He fits a specific need for your baseball team. I'm assuming you got a couple of guys that probably kind of fit that role for your ball club.
Well, I'd start off with a guy named Connor Keel. Connor plays right field for us. He's from Minnesota. He came down and walked on. His uncle lives in Mariana. He's a doctor in town, and Connor came and walked on for us last year and earned his way to a scholarship this year. And, you know, he's probably, I think, our third leading hitter. It's been a kind of a quiet 340-ish probably for him. But he goes to our state tournament, and, and hits, I think, two home runs, three doubles, two triples, and was the MVP of the state tournament, and, you know, plays a great right field for us. I can run on the bases. You know, just a guy that's, you know, self-assuming. He's not the guy that's talking and running his mouth all the time. He's just there every day when you get ready to play the game.
Indians head coach Jeff Johnson joining us on the Jim Davis Show, back-to-back defending JUCO World Series champions. It's now going for your third. What is it about this team, 38-18, maybe not the best team you brought to Grand Junction, maybe at times not even the most consistent, especially in the early part of the season. What is it about this squad that allowed them to really come together late April and into May to get out here for now a third year running?
Well, I think the first thing you got to talk about is, you, in baseball, you want to be playing well at the right time. It don't matter how good you played early, how good you played in the middle of the season, it's how good you played in Grand Junction. And hopefully we're still working our way to playing our best baseball. So, you know, that's one thing. And, you know, we play a tough schedule. I mean, we schedule tough early in the year. We want to get exposed. We only had four guys returning off last year's team, only one who has started for us, which is Julio Carrion. So it's a brand new group for us. We had the hurricane there in the fall. We lost 4 weeks of practice in the fall. Ravaged our town. The kids were gone for 3 weeks. It took us a while fundamentally to learn how to play and how to do things the correct way. I couldn't be prouder of this group, strides they've made down the stretch. I mean, unbelievable where we are now compared to where we were in the middle of conference season. And they're starting to understand how to play. You got to bring it every day. You got to play as a team and not play selfish and be individualistic. And then we're also getting the fundamental part out of it. We should be a really good defensive team, and we're starting to do that as well.
Jeff Johnson with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the team. And you mentioned dealing with adversity, Jeff. We've talked about that and the weather delay that you had in the state tournament. But let's talk about the bigger challenge you guys had to deal with, and you personally, and that was Hurricane Michael. And the way it devastated Mariana, Florida, and the way that it personally affected you and so many people down in Mariana.
Yeah, it did. You know, it's just it's a shame, and it's sad to see what you see and the damage that a hurricane at that level of 100. You know, we're inland 70 miles, and we're getting 155 mile an hour winds, and you got a lot of old pine trees and oak trees in Mariana. And we've lost probably 80 to 85% of those, which the trees caused most of the damage, falling on houses and, you know, the roof damages and the housing damages. And, you know, it's just, we've been devastated down there. And, you know, my situation, we lost our house and it was total, but, you know, we got insurance. We'll be fine. The ones you worry about, the ones that don't have the insurance, and we're living paycheck to paycheck.
Well, certainly when that was all going on, you know, our thoughts were with you guys down there and dealing with that. We're pretty lucky, knock on wood. We don't have to deal with wildfires. That's kind of that's our hurricane. That's our problem around here. So we're pretty fortunate. God's blessed us in that way. But so glad that you and your family were safe. And man, the loss of your home is a horrible thing. But I'm so glad you guys came through that physically okay.
No doubt. You know now the issue now is all the trees are on the ground. It's dry. It hadn't rained in 3 weeks. Not supposed to rain for two more weeks. Is your forest fires and your fires that are on the ground. And, you know, that's the next stage of this thing and the next layer of this thing. And hopefully we're able to take care of that when it does happen.
Jeff Johnson, coach at Chipola, Florida, with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the team. I want to go back to, you're talking about your schedule a little bit and how you really try to schedule good competition for your ball club. You had the rematch. It was back all the way in February, but it was the rematch of the title game last year with Walter State. You hosted David Shelton and the Senators. You win that one 2-1. I guess what was the discussion before that game? Because, you know, here you go again, a little rematch of the national championship game early on, fourth game of the season for your ball club.
You know the respect I have for Dave Shelton. We talked about it last year and what he does with his program. And we've been friends for a long time and go to a lot of events and scouting events and stuff. We see each other and hang out and go eat and all that with one another. But, you know, we've always said we wanted to play in the final game. That's all the thing we've always said for the last 10 years, and it finally happened last year. And, you know, it's just sad one person has to be the loser. You know, we're proud to come out on top, but Dave's going to get his. You know, I look in the bracket right now. They're in the bracket right above us, so there's a chance we could have to play each other early in this tournament if we both win or both lose. So, but it's always great competition. It's a friendly that's a friendly rivalry, I think, so to speak, but also a rivalry where both teams are going to get after each other when they're on that field.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate the time. You guys have a safe trip over here. Hopefully, like I said, the rock slide in Glenwood Canyon, that'll be taken care of. And look forward to seeing at the banquet on Friday night, probably before that, actually, out at the practice field. But, Jeff, we appreciate the time, and we'll see you very soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for all you do for JUCO ball.
Thank you, sir. All right, Jeff Johnson, the coach of Chipola, Florida. Looking to win three straight at the Junior College World Series. Open up with Navarro on Saturday, the first day of the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series. And, I like what I'm seeing outside right now. Seeing some sunshine.
Yeah, that looks good.
That's a good start.
Much better than yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, the hail that came rolling through here.
Oh,
goodness,
man.
Gracious.
Quick reminder, by the way, tomorrow night is the kids' clinic over at Sam Saplesio Field. 5:30 tomorrow night. Sam Saplesio Field, kids ages 4 to 13. And they'll have 10 stations with all kinds of different skills to work on. Kids will get to throw from the mound. They'll have the speed of pitch there as well. The event is free. They would like you to pre-register, though, JUCOGJ.org. So go to the website, JUCOGJ.org, or playball.org to get pre-registered. But that is tomorrow night. And even if the weather's bad, they'll still have things to pass out. They'll try to find a way to maybe, if possible, do some of the drills, potentially, if mm-hmm. the weather's bad. But that will go on rain or shine tomorrow night, 5:30 at Sam Saplesio Field.
Yep.
And we'll have the Challenger games out at Canyon View tomorrow night as well. So a couple of great ways to start the week of baseball in Grand Junction with those two events that have become really staples with the Junior College World Series.
And then it gets started bright and early Saturday morning, Walters and Cowley. Interesting note, doing a little game prep yesterday. Since 2003, Walters State and Cowley College have made 13 combined appearances. This is the first time they've been in the same year.
You would think at some point
they would have crossed paths.
Yeah, but that's not the case.
No. Well, and we mentioned Iowa Western's played six of the other nine teams, at least six. I didn't get a chance to dig completely through their history, but at least six under Mark Reardon's tenure. He's faced six of the nine teams in this tournament already.
And the first year since 2009 where we do not have a newcomer in the Junior College World Series. Everybody's been here at least once.
We got, six former champions?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. So I did write a little piece on with Four Down Territory at our website, and that's at theteam1340.com. It's a JUCO version of Four Down Territory, so you can check that out at our website.
Well, let's see. Walters, Cowley, Navarro, Chipola, New Mexico, Arizona, Iowa Western. That's seven? Seven former champions.
Because Monroe has not won one. Chad Valley hasn't won.
Connor
World
State,
Series.
Either.
Connor State. So
everybody
here,
else has.
Everybody else has at least one Junior College World Series title to their credit. All right, 9:53, and right now, our last one of the morning. Give you two more chances tomorrow morning, then we'll draw the winner in the 9 o'clock hour for the shopping spree at the ballpark. Caller 10 right now. You get two tickets to the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series, and you're into the drawing for tomorrow's shopping spree. Actually, the shopping spree will be during the week at JUCO, but we'll draw the winner tomorrow morning. We'll do that top of the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow morning, where we'll announce the winner of the shopping spree with Mesa Design out at the Junior College World Series. But caller 10, you get two tickets, single game tickets, to the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series.
This
so call right now.
Needs more cowbell.
I have a fever, and the only cure is more cowbell.
Did you hear a nice solid thunk in there somewhere?
Oh,
cowbell. Yeah.
They should have, when they recorded this, cowbell should have played a much, much bigger role. A much bigger role. All right, so tomorrow on the program, we'll pick the winner top of the 9 o'clock hour for our Ultimate JUCO Fan Contest. Also tomorrow, we'll go in the garage with NASCAR Fred. More JUCO conversation as well coming up tomorrow on the program. All right, wrap things up with...
We're taking out the trash. It's garbage time on the Jim Davis Show on the Team.
All right, we kicked around a little Game of Thrones on Monday with the finale, of course, that aired on Sunday night. Aaron Rodgers did make an appearance in a Game of Thrones episode, one of the last couple of episodes. He had some thoughts on the show. He's a big fan of the show. He loved being in the show. He did not like the way the show ended. He thought it was a bad ending. that he said, you come down to the ending and Tyrion says the person with the best story is Bran. That did not sit well with Aaron Rodgers. Because remember, if you watch the show, Tyrion Lannister says that Bran Stark had the best story. And so that led him to push for him. Well, we'll leave it alone, okay? If you haven't seen the show. Look, if you love it that much, you've probably already seen it. But anyway, Rodgers loved being in the show, didn't like the way it ended. Also, this is an awful thing with Tyrann Mathieu, who's now with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
A family member tried to extort $5 million from him by saying that they were going to call TMZ and said that he had done something in regard to inappropriate sexual contact, had sexually abused somebody. Not a single bit of it was true.
He also texted a relative, say, give me $5 million by Friday or I'm going to kill you.
And so, fortunately for Tyrann Mathieu, that deal has been resolved. But this family member that certainly was definitely off kilter.
Absolutely.
All right, we have a winner for the tickets for this hour.
We do, Rick.
Congratulations to Rick. Hope you enjoyed JUCO. All right, we will be back with you tomorrow morning, 7 to 10. Jim Davis Show on the team.